Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Squad. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Rachel, you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just filling in for tea. Just filling in for tea till she gets here.
All right. That's what's up.
But we're definitely going to keep them talking until then.
All right. How was your week?
Oh, my week was stressful. I got hurt on my job. So, I've been out since Monday, yeah, messing with those patients.
Oh, the crazy people, I'm praying for you.
Oh, I need it. How was your week, though?
I can't complain, I really can't. If I do, it only makes it worse anyway. I'm blessed to have gotten up another day and walking and talking, and I really can't complain. I'm not going to.
Excellent. But look, well, you know we can, but, you know, I don't know if it would make a difference, but we
Right. Exactly.
The only thing I kept saying was, you know what, like, please don't have these kids fighting when I go back up in there tomorrow, you know?
Wow. So when are you due to go back, or you got to wait a bit?
Well, I've been out since Monday, but I'm going back in tomorrow.
All right.
Definitely going back in tomorrow. And I have to say, I'm excited. You know, it's weird, you know, because I miss them one day, and then other days I just can't stand them, you know.
But you love what you do. You can tell you have a compassion for what you do. So
I love it. You know, helping people, helping kids. You know, I love it. You know, because they're just troubled teens, and they didn't ask to be here and go through all the drama that they're going through. You know.
Exactly. Wow.
I'm excited. You know, I can't wait to get them here tomorrow. But then, you know, tomorrow by like 8:05, I'm like, man, I wish I was home.
Yes, exactly. I know how it is.
Yes.
Wow.
So do you have any topics this evening?
I do. How do you deal with rejection? How do you deal with rejection?
Me. Now, is this personal rejection? What kind of rejection is this? We just going to go general?
You know, just in general, whatever, you know, if you want to refer to a relationship, you can. If you want to refer to out there in the world, whatever. Just how do you deal with rejection, period. You can go either way with it.
Well, see me personally, I would have to say if it's in a relationship, you know, you just got to, you know, me, I'm a prey on everything. So I'm a prey on it, you know, and I'm a deal with it, you know. As they say, man up, I'm a man up and deal with it, you know.
I'm
a man up and deal with it. You know, it don't make sense to cry about it. Lord knows it doesn't.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm a man up and deal with it, you know, probably one day at a time if it's in a relationship, you know, if it's, you know, like everyday life and not getting a promotion or something like that. You know, I'm going to have to say I'm just going to have to work extremely harder, you know.
Yeah.
Next time, you know, I'm definitely going to go harder at it. I'm going to do my best. And, you know, pretty much, I would say me personally, I'm just going to look at my flaws that I have. And I'm just going to, you know, learn to make them flawless, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. Wow. That
you
was
know,
a great Great answer. Wow.
But what about you, Diva? What about you?
How do I deal with rejection? I've learned that in society, I'm going to deal with rejection on a constant basis because we're dealing with people, so many people who are not like us.
Right.
So, when I go to one of my jobs in the morning, you know, there's always someone, one of the head nurses or somebody up in the, you know, in the higher up position that, you know, you say good morning, I'll say good morning, and then they'll just look at me, look down at me like, you know, so dealing with that, I've learned to deal with it with just keeping my head up and smiling and nodding my head and saying thank you. Even when I didn't get a hello or didn't get a nod or a head nod or, you know.
Right.
I used to deal with it. I used to take it really bad. I used to want to go in a corner and cry somewhere. But you know what? I've learned that, like I said, you deal with different people in life. So, But in a relationship, wow, in a relationship or friendship, rejection, as old as I am, I know I'm growing. I need to woman up, but I don't deal with rejection too well in the friendship relationship category. I'm verbal. I gotta let it be known. Excuse me. Do I feel a bit of rejection here? We gotta talk about this. I don't deal with it too well.
But see, what about, because I know I had one of my friends tell me today, you know, she was like, oh, you know what, in life, you know, when you're in relationship, you know, when there's a storm, you're just supposed to keep it moving on to the next, you know, and I'm like, yeah, but that's what's wrong with relationships nowadays, is that when there's a storm, somebody says on to the next, but how do you know the next person, you know, how do you know that they don't have a storm going on themselves?
Exactly.
You know, And it took me like an hour to get her to like really comprehend what I was saying. Like, I'm not saying, you know, stay if someone's abusing you, but I'm saying if financially things just is not the way that you feel they should be or they could be, then granted, you know, try and make it better or try and seek it out first.
Right, right.
So, of course, that was going to be one of my topics that I chimed in tonight to ask. What's everyone's feedback on that? You know, I love the Diva Squad. I'm a faithful caller, you know.
Yes, you are.
So that was a topic that, you know, I wanted some help with. Like, you know, when you're in a relationship and it starts to get rough, does women, you know, do women just stay on to the next? Or does men just stay on to the next? Or do they try and make it work?
Well, I say if it's a committed relationship where we have decided, you know, yes, we're going to get engaged, yes, we're going to get married. I think you need to you can't just stay on to the next because we've made that commitment already. So we have to be able to at least make the attempt to work through things and get past it and we got to work through it. We got to communicate. If it's in the beginning of a relationship where you're just barely, you know, just barely started dating and you see like one too many red flags, then yeah, I can understand saying on to the next, but.
Right.
Yeah. It's a difference. It depends on where that relationship is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on what the status is. Like, are, you know, if you're my, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, if you my booty call, if you, you know, my one night stand, it depends where it is. What stage is that, I guess?
Exactly, which leads me to ask another question. Who do you feel is more afraid of commitment, a man or a woman?
Wow. Well, you know what? The female side of me wants to say the man, but I'm going to have to go with the women on this one. I'm going to have to go with the women because I think that nowadays, I think that the women are, they move a little slower for commitment because they've been hurt before. You know, I think that, and me personally, I think that more women been hurt than men, but that's just my opinion. Somebody's going to disagree with me on that tonight, I know.
of course. I think that, in my experience, I can say that women are more afraid to commit than a man. Also,
you agree?
Yes, definitely. Heck yeah, because of the same reason. In my experience, I've been hurt, and although I'm not carrying that extra baggage with me. But I have my shield up. I have my shield up, and I'm protecting myself. So it's going to take me a little bit longer to want to commit than maybe the first or second or third time, however many times that I have been committed or been hurt, you know?
Right.
I'm wearing my armor.
Right.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Well, what we're going to do real fast, we're just going to go to a song. And then once we come back from the song, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. I'm curious to see, you know, how everyone feels about it. To me, I'm curious because I'm still stuck with the women. But a part of me wants to say the male. And I think I want to say the male, you know. Because, I mean, some males, you know, who are good men, I think that they have been, you know, dealt a raw hand as well.
Right.
You know, they've been hurt a couple times, and, you know, now it's like they look at all women as, okay, I'm scorned, so I'm just going to go out and just do whatever with whoever. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come back and just talk some more.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
What if the sky was turning red? be safe right here in my bed, laying face to face. Oh girl, I love the way you smile when you rain on me. So tonight let's act it out, show you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna kiss your other set of lips, hold your body by your legs and hips. The world can't end until it's finished. Girl, we gon', we gon' do it like it's about to be the end of the world. And they depending on us to make us shake and love. Your body shivering, cause we're covered in sweat. Girl, I like the way it opens up when you throw it back, babe. Girl, it might be too much, oh babe, if you keep doing that. I got that pillow for your knees right here. Baby, can you make it disappear? Your voice is gone ahead. Didn't wanna make you holler. We gon' do it like it's about to be the end of the world.
Maybe Omarion. That's a pretty song.
Pretty song. I like that song now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So let's open up the phone line.
Phone lines are open.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dons and Divas, the phone lines are now open. Please dial 646-200-3838 and press 1 to get in on the conversation. Please, press that 1. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared now. Just come on the adult conversation. Now, keep in mind that if you guys are listening from your PC, listening from your computer, you do have to call in order to be heard this evening.
Yeah.
Once again, that number is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to speak to the Diva Squad. Now, I'm still going to say that a part of me wants to say women, but I think I might switch it to the men. Play devil's advocate now, okay?
I
think I want to switch it to the men, just for a little bit. I know the men are going to, you know, get us when they call in. But
I know they are. I know.
But you know that there are some men out there that have been hurt. You know, they have been hurt before, and, you know, they feel like it's not possible to find that Mrs. Right, you know.
Right.
But Mrs. Right is out there. It depends where you're looking and how you're looking, and sometimes you just shouldn't look. You know?
Exactly. There are some great women out there. Unfortunately, these two are taken, so y'all can't, don't even
try.
But there are some really great women out there.
Yes.
Men, you just have to do, you know, you got to put in a little work. Put in some prayers.
But you know what? Sometimes if you do want it, depending on how bad you want it, then granted, you're not going to give up. You know?
Right.
You're going to pray on that person, and you're going to ask God to send you someone that they built just for you. Don't just say, send me a man, you know, or send me a woman, you know, because you're going to see a lot of those every day. You know,
you
want to make sure that wording is done correctly, if you know what I mean.
Right. Exactly.
My mom would tell me, if you're going to talk about send a prayer. Send the right prayer. So that means you got to word it correctly, you know, to really get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer that, you know, prayer does change things.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a prayer warrior. Definitely. So no.
Right. But you said that you were a little under the weather.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck it started with. Just a headache or something. A little headache, and then the body ache, and then my chest didn't feel right. Now, this was like 2 weeks ago, and then and I could deal with it, and then it started getting a little worse. The headache started getting worse. The chest started getting a little worse. Then I developed a cough, and then I lost my voice for a couple of days. So I'm just getting over this. Getting over it. Besides all the stress.
Are you in love? We love it.
I sure am. Ooh, wee.
That's what it is.
Feel
it all over.
Being in love is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It is. It doesn't hurt. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I can't describe how beautiful it is.
But what would you say to the people that feel like, you know, love does hurt, you know? What would you say to those people, you know?
I remember when I was young, I would feel like I was hurt when I wasn't around that person that I was in puppy love with. But, no, love shouldn't hurt. Real love, true love, being in love does not hurt. For those who think that it hurts, rethink it. Rethink about what those two feelings are that you're feeling. Really, the only hurt that you may feel might be, you know, when you're apart from that person, you know, but you need that space. You need that space away from each other so that when you are together, you can just bond and mesh in and intertwine even better. It's such a beautiful thing being in love. Oh, my God.
I like the way you said that. I like the way you said that.
I can't describe it any other way than just beautiful. Just a beautiful, magnificent feeling. Wow.
I like that. I like that. Now, of course, the phone lines are open, and I think we have our first caller.
right. Cool. Let's see. Let's see.
Welcome to GQ Palace, Los Angeles, with the Diva Squad. Can I have your name, please?
This is Big Mike in the building. Here I am.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Mike.
What's going on?
Nothing but.
What's going on? Hit me with it. Look. Hit me with it.
How did I know? How did I know that he was going to be the first one to call in? Mike, you ready? You ready?
I'm always
Are you ready?
I'm always
okay, okay.
Ready.
Okay, okay. How do you deal with rejection?
What?
How? Yes.
What do you mean? Rejection how? In which way? In the love scene? In the bedroom? Gifts? What are you talking about?
Well, however you feel you want to take it.
Wow, I like how I feel I want to take it. Don't reject me in the bedroom. I know that much. Don't do it.
I hear that. I hear that.
Don't hide what Mother Nature provides. Don't do it. If you reject me in the bedroom, then something is going on. Mike took it that far.
See, I didn't even take it that far.
Red flag.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm gone.
Wow.
Don't reject me in no damn bedroom. Because then if you reject me, then what you gonna then who you accepting?
Okay. All right.
That's a good point, Mike.
Wow. Okay, well, Mike, who do you feel is more afraid of commitment, a man or a woman?
Ooh. You know what?
Mike, he's got some animated sound.
I'm going to say a man. I'm going to say a man.
Okay.
Because nowadays, y'all women is so sneaky, it's like we can't trust y'all.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here he goes.
Oh,
no
God.
Sneaky.
I'm sorry. Wow. I got to put it down like that.
But why does women have to be sneaky?
Not all of y'all. Why?
Okay.
Because there's certain things that y'all do. You understand?
Okay.
Y'all want a man to treat y'all a certain way. And that's why they say a woman got a man for every occasion. A man don't have a woman for every occasion. A woman has a man for every occasion.
Oh, boy.
A woman has a man. A woman has a man that she want to go out with. A woman has a man that she want to sleep with. A woman has a man that she want to talk to. A woman has a man that she just want to escort. A woman has a man that she just want to be friends with. A woman has a man that buys clothes.
Why can't she have all that in one?
Exactly.
Because that's not how all y'all women think.
Maybe it depends which women you're dealing with, Mike. I'm just saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And no, it's not. Mm-hmm. All females, sometimes y'all take things to a whole nother level. Sorry to tell you like this, but you do.
And so does men. Men do the same thing.
Exactly.
No, they don't. Not all men.
Yes, they do. Not all men.
Not all men.
Exactly.
But some.
Say that again?
I think some do, though.
I don't know. Awkward moment of silence. I can't. Because y'all women take stuff to an advantage. Some of y'all, majority of y'all. If you got a good man, you don't want a good man. You want a rough man. You want the dude to slap you around. You want the dude with the pants sagging. You want the dude to come out and talk to y'all certain ways. That's why they say, why do good girls like bad guys? Explain that to me.
There are some good girls that like the bad boy, image. Yes, I'm not one of them, but I was one of them in my younger years. I'm not attracted to that anymore. I don't know. I can't answer why. It was just, I was. I'm not anymore. I can't explain
what
why.
What made you stop? What made you stop?
Maybe just wanting to be rebellious, wanting to go against, you know, the grain.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to
that's
be different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
that
it
is. Wanting to be different.
Yeah, wanting to be different. Wanting something. To me, I think that when you think of it, the good girl with the bad boy, or the bad boy with the bad girl, however you want to look at it, I think it's a matter of preference. It's, you want all of that in one person, and sometimes you can't get all of that in one person.
Right.
Why can't you have the man that goes to church, you know, but also have the man that'll pull your hair later on, you know? Why can't you have that?
Right.
You know, or why can't you have the man that says, get over here right now, you know?
You
know what?
What's wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Or, you know, it's like some women get upset with the, you know, with the whole B word. You know, my thing is,
yeah,
it depends when you call me the B word. It depends.
What you mean? You know, what you mean? It depends. If that's the case, why get mad at me? Mad at it at all?
Because it depends when you call me it.
You know what your problem is? Y'all
no,
be mad
no,
at
no,
a
let
dude.
Me, let
like,
me explain.
Oh, such and such. But let a faggot dude tell y'all that. And y'all bust out laughing. He's so
crazy.
No, you know, what's the difference between that?
But see, let me explain. When I say it depends when you call me that, what I'm saying with that is, don't call me that out in public in front of people trying to embarrass me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
but if we're behind closed doors and we have already established that communication where it's okay for you to call me that, then granted, call me that, but not out in public. Don't try to do
right.
it, you know, and make me look bad. Same way I wouldn't call anybody the N-word just because I don't use the word. You know, but don't do it to try to embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, perfect example, don't let us be at church and you want to call me that word. Oh, there's going to be a problem.
Right.
You know.
Oh, wow, because the Lord, because it's on the Lord's day or something?
That's
what,
right.
I mean,
respect,
like, what's the
difference? Respect it. You're in the house of the Lord. You know you're not supposed to be calling people that anyway.
All right, so what if he do? What if it's done when you're home?
Huh?
What if it's done when you're home and outside chilling?
If it's done when we're home, I just said it was okay when we're home.
But it's still on the Lord's day. It's still on a Sunday. What's
but
the difference?
But guess what? We're not in the house of the Lord. We're not in the house of worship. My house don't have... My house is not no holy temple.
I think it's more to it than that.
That was
the awkward
moment
of
silence again.
No, I think
it's
more
to
it than that.
I think I got him with that one, Diva. I think I got him with that, Diva.
It's more to it than that.
Yep.
No, because regardless of... If it's not your house... Regardless of the fact, it's still on the Lord's day.
Right, but it depends on the female and what you have, what you say is acceptable, you know? If you and that female, if you guys establish that that's okay, then it's okay. If she lets you know up front, I don't like that name, don't call me that name, then granted, respect her enough not to call her that name. But it's all between you and that person. I was just giving you my personal opinion on it.
So... But y'all don't mind your friends telling you, your girlfriends telling you it. What's the difference between it being said, whether you're joking or not, it's still being said. That's all I'm going to say. It's still being said.
There is a difference, a major difference.
You know what?
Oh,
Mike.
So wait. So if I'm joking, I'll be like, oh, y'all some stupid bees. Y'all going to be like, But if I tell you y'all some stupid bees, what's the difference?
It is a major difference.
I'm a reach with this one. I'm a reach with this one. Okay, that's just like you going out in the public somewhere, and a white person call you the N word. You okay with that?
They better not call me the N-word whether they're joking or not.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
But
see,
y'all say, y'all say if they're joking, it's still okay. I'm saying whether they're joking or not, I don't like it.
So you don't allow your friends to say that?
I don't like the fact when guys be like, yo, what's up, my N? Yo, would you my N? You my N? Listen, don't call me that. No.
Okay,
no.
So your homeboys, can your homeboys do it? Can your homeboys be like,
no,
what's up, my N?
No, that's what I'm saying. No,
I don't like it.
Okay. So they be like, yo, what's up, my N? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, hold up, dog. Come on, man. Why don't you grow up? Come on, man. Yo, my N. I'm like, come on, man. It's like you're doing a remix on a record. Come on.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, do you wear your pants sagging?
Nope. I don't play that. Mike, don't play that. I don't wear my pants sagging off my butt. I am a grown man. I don't play, and I don't like it. And I think the guys that does it is knuckleheads. They got nothing better to do. That's why they do it. And they think it's cool. And I mean, they really, and grown men is doing it too.
Right. Oh my God. Come on. You got these grown men out here doing it. Nothing worse than seeing a grown man with some pants sagging. That's
a grown man with some damn pants sagging up there.
I agree with you with that. I think one of the worst things that could possibly, that you could see is that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, to me.
That's just a no-no in my book. No-no.
But it's even a no-no for the kids.
Because, you know what, my son is 19, he'll be 20 this year. He wears the fitted jeans, and he wears them a little low. But not, he doesn't have his butt hanging out. You know,
right.
I remember when a couple of years ago where it was in for the young boys to wear these big clothes, like 4 or 5 sizes too big. And my son first wanted to do that, and oh, it looks so horrible. I'm so glad that bag went in and out for him. I'm so glad he's a queen.
That's jail stuff. And dude, you ain't even been to jail. But I bet you one thing, they won't do it with a dude with a lot of tankiness behind him, because then when he stick his finger in there, they're going to be mad at him up. What you got to do?
Come on now.
Stick their finger in there, slap them on the butt. Oh, you got it out like that. You know, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
I can't. Mike is funny.
I'm trying to think of the movie that was, I was it Friday, I think it was? With the guy that's all dressed up, the short guy, and the one guy that just came home from jail, and he caught him in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was Friday after next. Damien was his name. Mm-hmm. And that's when he grabbed his vice grips towards his joint, and he got, I am a boy.
Yes.
He was like, he called them Lucky Charms. That's what he called them, Lucky Charms. Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Wow. That's all right.
But that's how it is. That's why I say a dude that been locked up for 10 or 15 years, you ain't going to tell me ain't nothing happened.
Wow.
There's only so many times a brother could use marrying her 4 sisters. I'm trying.
Oh, good.
It is only so many times could use marrying her 4 sisters. They ain't locked up too? And some of those dudes in there be dressed all funny and fruity and everything? Come on, they ain't going to see dead. They ain't going to see nothing to 15, so they do it. And they think nobody won't know about it later on down the line. From this day, my man, I've been locked for 3 years. I tell him, yo, I think you did something to a dude in there, man.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, good shit.
They want to come out all baldy, like, you know, like, how long you been locked up? Well, I've been locked up for 15 joints. You've been locked up for 15 joints. You're coming out bald like that. You must tell me you ain't never do nothing and nobody never did you. Nah.
You know they had to be doing something locked up in there.
Yeah, of course. All those years and no action. No. No, no.
Man, that's the bad part about it.
I wish I was a fly on the wall. Just be a liar. Wow.
I'll tell you one thing, though. As far as I'm concerned, just keep it away from me. That's all I got to say about that.
Mike, now, Mike, you think you can tell every single one of your homeboys that's undercover? How do you find out?
No, of course you can. No, I can't. I ain't going to lie. I can't. But eventually it'll come out. Sooner or later.
Some people take it to their grave. You hear me? Some people take it to their grave.
You're right.
They remain undercover for a long time, and they know how to be content with pleasing themselves or, you know, doing their little down low on the down low. And they take it to their grave.
That was a lot of down lows you just said.
They try, but you know what ends up happening is they end up getting with a female, right? And they're with this female and things is going good and stuff like that, and the female gets a little close back there. And they like it. That's how you know.
Right, but there might be that. But he might not want to be touched by that female. He want
right?
to be, and he might not, you know, he might not even want to be touched by other brothers, but he want to be touched. So then he starts touching himself, and next thing you know, that female, I'm that female, you hear me? I'm that female. I found my toys missing and found some marks on my toys that had no business on there that I know I didn't put on there. I don't put no groundy ground on my toys. You know, so I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, so, and that was painful, too, because when I confronted it, it was, you know, it was all, I had to put my hands up and protect myself. But I'm the only one in the world that knows, so this person got me thinking that, you know, got people thinking that I'm crazy because I said that. So, you know, it's a bad situation to be in. Bad situation.
Right.
I'm the only
no.
one that's seen it, you know. So they're looking at me like I'm crazy because I said that he undercover. But meanwhile, you know, now his whole family looking at me like I'm crazy. But I know.
But look, as long as you know.
Look,
you was messing with an undercover brother?
Away.
You was messing with an undercover brother?
Yeah, I found him out. I caught him.
Oh,
I caught him. That was a terrible thing. That made me insecure. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing wrong?
But how was that experience, though?
It was depressing. I was depressing because
I was.
At that time, I was in a relationship that I had, that I was addicted to this person. So I was in love. I was hurt. I was distraught. I was in denial, but then I kept looking and smelling, and I'm like, something ain't right.
You were smelling too? Good gosh.
Well, I know what my toys should be smelling like. They should be smelling like me, not my, you know, dude
exactly.
behind.
Exactly.
You know, I
oh,
know.
Whoa,
what my...
you sure he was messing with your toys? No,
Steal them and then try to put them back where he got them from and wouldn't put it back the right way.
There's only one place your toys could go out on a dude. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Exactly. I wasn't paying attention exactly. when you said that brown stuff.
No, he's that brownie brown.
No, I sure he wasn't. I sure there wasn't. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, down
so
low,
what
down
did
low.
You
do? How would that do?
Hey, that's
I
what did you do?
I threw them toys away, and I kept it in the back of my mind, although I knew that I would be the only one in the world that would know about this, because this is the type of person that would take that to his grave. So I knew that I would be the only person in the world. But at the time, I was so upset and mad, and, you know, I was trying to tell it, but it wasn't happening. He won't let me go down like that. Huh?
I said, I bet you was.
So, and of course, he wasn't letting it go down like that, so he was putting rumors out there about me. So I'm thinking, you know what, I'm not even going to fight this. The Lord sees what I see, I see what I see, and I'm not crazy. And I'm not crazy, yes, yes.
All right, Jonathan Diva, we're going to go to a song and come right back, okay?
Okay.
Right. Oh, Lord.
I love my baby. For the radio, just another jam for the dance floor. I'll really get it in if you didn't know. I got a whole new thing going on. Break bread if you want to, cause baby knows what I want to. I'm in love if you could feel it. Ain't nobody else out there for me. For me. A couple shots up the drone, but I ain't drinking all alone. I got the hubby with me up in the VIP. Everything we do, VIP. And I'ma keep it real till I D.I.E. Okay, let's go. I'm with it, and you know that you got it, and I'm ready. Like a weekend, I gotta find you when I'm seeking. It feels like I wanna be close to you and do all the things that lovers do. Your love is getting me higher. Boy, you got that fire, fire. A couple shots up the trunk, but I ain't drinking all alone. I got the hubby with me up in the VIP. Everything we do, VIP. And I'ma keep it real till I D.I.E. Okay, let's go.
Love Fantasy with the Beaker Squad. Rachel and Mike, you guys there?
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
And yes, I am.
We actually have a caller that we're going to bring on real fast, okay? We have Angie.
Okay.
Angie,
hey.
There?
Hey, I'm
here. Oh, Lord.
That's Mike, what it is, Mel. Come on.
That's
right.
What's going on? You should be happy to hear from me, Mike.
What's going on, Angie?
Listen, I can't call it. I might spoil it. You know, what's going on? What have I missed so far? What we got going on good tonight? I've been doing the mommy thing tonight. Just left my son's basketball practice.
We've talked about the topic, went off the topic, and now we're back to the topic.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. What's up?
Okay. How do you deal with rejection? How do you deal with rejection?
Oh, wow.
How do you feel about the word no?
I mean, it depends on the situation, really. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that I really, really wanted, my feelings would be hurt. You know what I'm saying? And jealousy bone that's in me would make me want to retaliate or something. It makes me want to retaliate. Like, God, what you tell me no for? I think I'm qualified for whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
I'm qualified for whatever. Like, why are you telling me no? I don't know if I could just stop with no. That's a good question, though, because all situations are different. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's a rejection from a job, rejection from a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, or favor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rejection, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's why we didn't specify when we said, how do you deal with rejection?
Right,
like you
right.
said, it could be all walks of life, whether it be your
yeah.
job, you walk in the church, you know, in the bedroom, anywhere. Rejection,
right,
period.
Right. I think the worst is a relationship. You're like, wow, what about me that you didn't like or something that made you reject me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's all, like, basically the same because it's also with the job, too. Like, okay, what about me was like why I wasn't qualified for the job? You know what I'm saying? But you got
mm-hmm.
people out there that's more qualified. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So,
and it depends who they know. They know somebody that knows somebody. They might get that position before you.
Oh,
right.
You be in trouble.
I know somebody. Yeah, but that's a serious thing right there. Some people can't take rejection, but, you know, sometimes I'm kidding because I can take a no. I'm going to keep it moving. Now
you
I'm
can take a no. So if you're in the room and a guy be like, no. In the room, a guy be like, no, I ain't bothering with you.
You know what the woman's favorite line, though, is, right? You know what her favorite thing is to a no, right?
Yes.
Whatever.
No, me. Whatever.
It's whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. No means yes.
Whatever. And that's just how we deal with that. You know what I'm saying? So I'll put your foot
mm-hmm.
in. So
exactly.
What's our second topic?
Okay, all right,
Lord.
Well.
You want fire tonight, huh?
I'm on fire. I'm on a roll, Mike. Listen.
We have another question. What do you feel is, who do you feel is more afraid of commitment, a man or a woman?
A man, of course. Because men are egotistical. They're egotistical.
Mm.
They're not gonna be outdone. They're not gonna let anything outdo their ego. I don't care what the situation is. And the man, he feels like he's giving up too much being in a committed relationship. You know what I'm saying? It was like, God,
uh-huh.
I got all these options out there. If I'm committed to this woman, I can't have that.
Uh huh.
No. No,
you're
trying to make it sound like the man is high on his eagle horse. Or something. That's why. You're wrong.
That's exactly what she said, though.
No, that's bad.
So straight me out there.
You know why? Because y'all women don't know how to act. That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
Y'all women don't know how to act. Y'all want to, when the dude is doing good, y'all want to be with him. But then when he get downhill, y'all want to go to the next dude. That's why dudes don't want to be committed.
No. That's not all the time. Trust me. That's not all the time.
Right.
I did everything there was for me.
I ain't say all the time.
It wasn't enough.
But,
it wasn't.
And then it's just greedy.
Boom. What?
Wow.
Man,
greedy.
Yeah, I agree there. Yeah.
You heard
How you going to say it's greedy?
Uh-huh.
How you going to say it's greedy?
Y'all greedy.
How you gonna say we're not greedy? We need.
Yes, y'all.
That's what it
yes,
is.
Y'all greedy, and y'all have two heads, and one of them don't work as y'all think do. So
wow.
No, now
y'all think y'all got something over on the woman. You understand what I'm saying? And it just, you know.
Don't
and you know what? Y'all got this attitude: old man can have two families, but a woman can't.
What?
Where you get that from? We ain't talking about those slavery days.
From my own experience,
I'm telling you.
Well, that ain't
our point.
You picked the wrong dude. Well, you're right. I did, but like I said, I wish they carried the warning signs on the side of their head because I was trying to.
That's just like we wish y'all would have a warning sign on y'all back.
Yeah, you right. You right on that. We got some women that ain't shit. Oh, school, I'm sorry. That's not about nothing. We got that. Listen, I'm not saying that we innocent, but a lot of times it's only a reaction from a woman. You understand what I'm saying? Women react.
We don't really act out.
We react. So, you know, and a lot of times men don't want to stand up and accept their responsibility in that part. Oh, what you do? That's
but
the first thing. Say, what you do? Well, what you
it
do?
It takes two.
You're right.
It takes two.
It takes 2 feet to turn that corner, pat and turn. It takes 2 feet. Keep it moving.
2 feet. You know what?
And y'all talk about women. Oh, women argue too much. Women, listen, we want things right just like y'all want things right. And because y'all choose to hold this stuff in, and we choose to speak upon it, then y'all think we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not a problem because I speak on something that's making me uncomfortable. That's
exactly.
Well,
right.
Don't
right.
Do that again.
Right. Right.
Speak
right.
The truth, sister.
That's what I'm talking about.
Break
it down.
Oh,
Lord. Y'all need to cut it out.
Oh,
y'all need to cut it out.
Come on. Tell me I'm not telling the truth, though, Mike. Come on. Tell me I ain't telling the truth.
I'll give you
80% out of 20.
Okay.
I'll give you 80% out of 20.
80% out of 20.
I'll give you 80% out of 20. But most guys just don't like the fact that that's what they go through. Y'all females think guys just want to deal with a bunch of females. That's not it. It's just that y'all, some of the majority of y'all females is pissed off. You want to take us, when we have the kids, you want to take us to child support even though you're working. All right?
Oh,
then y'all get mad when a man comes to the house.
We don't want to touch that subject. We don't want to touch that subject about child support. We're not even going to go there.
Let me ask you something. Okay, let's say you took your man to child support. Y'all both working, right? Okay, and you getting tired of your son. And then he comes to your house, he picked the boy up, put him down, and leave and say, I'll be back next weekend. What you going to do then?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Say that one.
What you going to do, you take your man to child support, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you feel like he ain't giving you enough.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, it comes down to the fact, okay, you tell him you want him to come pick the boy up, the girl up.
Oh, you watch too much TV. I heard you. You watch too much TV. Save the Last Dance was just on the other day. I saw that scene. We're not going to do that one.
So what would you do in that situation? mad at a dude if he's trying his best and y'all feel y'all want more. Because that's what y'all females do.
No, I understand that too. If he's putting forth, if he's proving that he's putting forth all that he has or whatever, that, you know, doing what he can for his son, there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? But you got some people out here that are ball out crazy and their kids walk around with raggedy clothes and all. I'm not even just stressing the money part or whatever. But buying stuff is not always the answer. It's, you got to spend time as well as money. Time is worth more than money.
What about the love and the attention, the affection?
Yeah,
what about
go to a school meeting or something. Come and take them for a little ride or whatever. However, you know what I'm saying? But you're afraid that you're going to miss something in your world that the kid's going to have to go without because of you.
Right. And you're exactly right. Which is unfortunate.
I agree with you on that.
Which is unfortunate. It really is.
It is. It's very unfortunate.
But I think that it's even more unfortunate that, like, some of the women, you know, nowadays, you know, they tend to take the man, you know, to, you know, for child support when the man has moved on to somebody else. The man
didn't say
he wasn't going to take care of his kids. He just said, I don't want to be with you, but I want to see my kids, you know. And then automatically they see Valentine's and they see that the person is happy with somebody else, and now they want to take him to the cleaners. I can't.
That's cheesy. Wait, Pop's car.
Yeah.
That's cheesy.
Don't use the kids. You know what I'm saying? Sure, you want your kids to have the best, but do not use them because the man don't want to be with you anymore. That's so corny, and I can't stand it.
But see, that's what I mean. The majority of females does that.
No. That's not a majority thing. That's the for them hood boogers that do that.
The majority of females does that.
You say hood boogers?
Yes.
Hood boogers.
Hood boogers.
Oh, I like that. I'm gonna use that.
Yeah, you rock with that.
Booger.
You rock with that hood booger. You know what I'm saying? Because a real woman wouldn't do that. And let me tell you, if there's in my shoes, I'm calling and begging you to come get them. Could you come get them? I don't care. Tell your girlfriend to drop you off to come bring you to come get them. I don't care. Shoot. I ain't lying.
Oh, God. I'm stuck on hood boogers.
Yeah, that's some boogers. Come on. A real woman with any kind of class does not do that.
Exactly. But you're absolutely right.
Because 9 out of 10 times the kids is the one suffering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you're going to be looking all stupid, mad, baby on your
head.
Don't want to do nothing for my baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that girl on Madea's Family Reunion. Bye.
Wait, it was another movie too when the girl.
Did
they
want to go to Bari?
Girl, Dee Dee had all these kids, and she was like, "Oh, I need to go up in here and find me a baby daddy. All these babies I got, they need a daddy." And the baby had like a whole bunch of poop all up the back of his neck from the diaper. It was terrible.
Gosh.
But she just knew she was gonna find her a baby daddy up in there.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm gonna find me a baby.
It's a lot
my baby father.
which is very unfortunate, it really is.
And that's another example of not being able to handle rejection. And that's what I said, there go the retaliation comes in. Alright, you don't want to be with me, I'm going to take you to court. Like, okay.
Yep.
Oh, please.
Yep.
That's your favorite thing. Court. Why always gotta be about court?
Nah, I can't stand doing the court thing.
Listen, me either.
You know,
nothing means nothing. At the end of the day, I'm wasting my time and energy.
Okay, you gotta take days off work, then you gotta get an attorney, it's a lot of stuff. You gonna spend more than you actually gonna make, so,
you know,
what's the point?
The
now, not if you go up for child support, you go right there on 161st, and boom.
Okay, but you know what? I just think that if it comes to that point where a woman has to take a man to court, he's a coward. because she shouldn't have to be put to that point to where I got to take you to court now because you're refusing to handle your business.
No, man,
but,
what you mean? No.
Run that word. I'm telling you, that hood booger, I'm gonna keep running that. But that's when they come into play. Seriously, the hood boogers come into play when they feel, okay, well, guess what? I have to take in the child support. You don't have to do it. You want to because you see them with the next chick.
Exactly.
That's the difference. You know, that's a hood booger for you. I love that word. I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
Constance Divas, we have another caller. I'm going to bring her on. Kia, are you there?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Rachel, I'm going to mute y'all for a second. I got to order these kids food.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Kia. Hi, guys.
Hi,
oh,
Lord. Oh, boy.
Mike, I got a sore throat, but whatever.
Yo.
Did you hear?
Hey, Kia.
Did you hear our topic?
Wait, before we hear the topic.
Okay.
Kia,
so
do you know what a
hood
booger is?
Do I know what?
A hood booger?
A hood booger.
Yeah, do you know what it
is? Uh-uh.
The word.
Have you ever heard of it?
Like a hood, then booger.
I don't know what a hood is.
Yeah, a hood booger.
Do those two words coexist?
Well, not really.
I don't know.
We just found out that they coexist tonight. okay, because I know they coexist. Okay, well, what's the difference with a hood booger?
That's a female that sees that, you know, that her and her baby father, they're not together anymore. And she decides that she wants to take him to the cleaners because they broke up and they're not together. But he still wants to take care of his kids, be around his kids. But she
wait,
didn't want
for
more
money. Wait a minute. You said they put the court together and they're not together. And what's the part after that part?
They were going out. They had kids together, right?
Right.
So you have a kid with somebody and y'all break up for whatever reason. And the guy decides that he wants to, you know, move on and be with somebody else.
Right.
The female gets mad and she decides that she wants to take the court for child support. She wants to take
the
wants everything. So one of the other callers said that that's called the hood booger.
Well, I'm going to let my brother know because the same thing that he's going through now. He's known as a hood booger. She's known as he has two kids by her, and she's known as a... My brother is not the Marion type. I have two brothers that are not the Marion type. I don't know why these girls don't see that. You know, Keith, you know, she's trying to take him to the cleaner, but that's not going to work because, you know, he's a fire captain. He's not the Marion type. He's not the Marion type. He's that. Anybody can see that. But she thinks that, so I'm going to let Keith know she's a hood booger. Wow.
Yeah,
she's a hood booger and she's stinking.
Yeah, cause she's trying to take him to the cleaners, but it ain't gonna work.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going through the same thing. But they see what her situation is. She's getting mad because he has this high, well, you know, he has a big family attorney representing him, and she wants him to pay for her to get one. The judge told her, no way. You get your own attorney. But you're right.
Where y'all getting these attorneys from for child support, man? You just go to one kid first.
That's what she tried to do. Because she
wants to... You can get an attorney, but I say, why buy it? You can get it for free. All
right. Well, but I think it was because the first judge granted her all, you know, allowed her to do whatever. He ain't know where I'm paying this. So he got an attorney. And this attorney went back and forth, whatever, but to go to court, but he's not trying to pay out of his pocket, like, you know, whatever. But that's the price you pay when you date these guys, you have their kids, and then you think you're going to be with them for the rest of, you know, and it's not going to work. And then out of envy, she tried to out of spite, I guess, but it backfired on her.
Wow.
So
she's
a hood booger.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, you're right. She's a booger.
Yeah, she's okay. We're going to pause for a minute, y'all. I'm going to bring on a special person, and she is here. Dee, are you there, Diva? Dee.
Hey.
Hi,
Dee.
Hey,
Dee.
What's up? What's up? Hey, girl. We holding it down.
Hi, Mike. I see this. I see y'all are. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hell, not in that voice. Not in that voice.
What's going on tonight, Davis? I know y'all got something juicy going on.
Yes.
You sound like you already have something. You sound like you have something juicy already. With the way you sounded, what you had that was juicy? The way you sounded.
Look, just being away from home is juicy, okay?
She's in a whole different world. She is with her people. She is doing. She's handling some important family matters. And she, you know, you could tell in her pep, her step, that she is definitely on cloud nine. That is beautiful.
Yes, I am.
Beautiful.
I really am. Y'all just
wow.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to move back home. I'm ready to move back home, seriously. So what's going on tonight?
Well, the question is, question number one is, how do you deal with rejection?
Mm.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Oh, things to make you go, huh? Rejection. You know,
how do you deal with rejection? You said, how do you deal with rejection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
Kia.
Hey.
Rejection. You know, it depends. That's the individual. It depends on the individual. You know, me, myself, hey. You reject me, I got to move on. Why linger on? You know, I mean, if you just want to keep staying there, taking the rejection, you know, you're only hurting yourself.
Uh-huh.
And if you get rejected the first time, it's not going to get any better.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I would just let it go.
Okay. And Kia,
I agree.
You gotta take it face value. You get rejected,
we need some
move on. Right.
Oh, please.
And what was Mike's answer if he remembers? How does he handle rejection?
What? My answer about what?
How do you handle rejection?
I said, as long as it's not in the bedroom, I'm cool with it. Don't reject me in the bedroom.
Oh, God. Like I said, I just want to know what you had said. Exactly. Some nonsense. Exactly. Something that don't make sense at all.
I see them too into it.
Uh-huh. I just want to know what you said, Mike.
Let me explain something. I don't mind rejection. As long as it's not in the bedroom, like I said. Don't reject me in the bedroom.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
I'm saying, if I see something nice, if I would buy it for you, buy it for me too.
You know what? Oh my God.
What do you mean, oh my God? What's wrong with that? If I see something nice and I want it, I will buy it for you, so why you can't buy it for me?
But you already been rejected. Please.
What you mean I'm already been rejected? You don't know. How can I be rejected if you ask me what would I do if I get rejected?
All right, God.
Like I said,
Mike, I just want to know what you said because
you
I know what you're not.
Kid, go back to sleep.
Okay, God, both of y'all take a timeout break. No, just kidding. Oh, we're gonna bring on another caller real fast, okay? We're gonna bring on another caller. Her name is Tiz. Tiz, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Did you hear the topic?
No, I did not.
Okay, the topic is, how do you deal with rejection?
How I feel about rejection, it just feels like a long time to get over.
Long time to get over? You sound like you ain't over 18. How old are you?
He always got some. Oh my gosh.
So you it got to be in a different age bracket to handle rejection, Mike.
What?
We got to be in a different age bracket to handle rejection.
No, I'm not saying that. I think I'd be a different age bracket. Who said that? That was Kia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it.
You know what, Kia? And you know what, Kia? Let me explain something to you. It ain't about a
different
age
bracket.
Here
we go.
To get rejection.
It isn't
even,
you just asked how old she was. You just asked her how old she was. So what the matter with how old she was?
All right.
You know what, handle rejection.
Kia? Kia, that's the key question. I asked her, not you.
Well, while you guys are talking, we just want to take a minute to welcome to the show. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. We just want to welcome her to the show.
You asked her a question.
Welcome,
Tish.
Welcome to the Diva Squad, Tish.
And they act a fool all the time. They act a fool
always
all the time.
And he always come out with some nonsense answers and nonsense questions.
Oh, whatever. Kia.
Now, we do have a second question. For those of you who have not answered the second question, who do you feel is more afraid of commitment, a man or a woman?
Oh, I want to hear this one.
The man.
I like Tiz's answer.
A woman.
My
answer is a man.
Okay.
Woman, because it always took a long time to make a decision.
Okay. Good point. And why do you guys feel the men?
Well, because look, let me ask a girl, and then she said, oh, I'll tell you after a couple of days. In a couple of days, turn you to a month. Then turn you to years. Like, they take a long time to say what it is.
He's kind of quiet on that one.
Please, the man, he never knows what he wants.
There you go, downgrade the man again. Kia.
Please, he never knows what he wants. He's never precise.
How do you downgrade the man again, Kia?
What?
There you go, downgrading the man again. What is it?
Mike, I don't even need to downgrade the man. All I have to do is hear some of the guys speak and hear how some of the guys act. They downgrade their own self. All you need to do is get with it.
So what about the female that be walking down the street yelling and screaming and cussing and all that?
I don't pay attention to those females. I'm talking about the man.
I'm back.
Who's back?
Mike, you know what? It's amazing how some of the stuff is coming out.
It's Angie, Mike.
What?
I got Angie and Kia. Oh, man. Well, some dudes call in, please.
I don't want these people to come out now.
You know, so some dudes, you know what I mean? Because y'all really don't want it with M-I-K-E. I'm telling you.
Some dudes tie you ties back. What? You spelling what?
All right, my first thing. What's the topic? Can we go on with the topics, please?
You know
okay.
what, Mike?
Well, I think everyone has already answered the question, but we can go on with the conversation.
Because I feel... All right. See, like I said it to Angie. Angie made a good point. Kia over here was talking about we don't know what we want. You know, we know what we want. You just can't provide it. That's the problem.
Oh. That doesn't make sense, Mike. Let me explain to you.
You see, you're attacking me, and you ain't even hear what I had to say. All you heard was that little part. So I know I got you in the uproar already.
One at a time. You got some females, you got the man, like I was saying.
All men ain't the same. Some men want a relationship, but you got some females that's just trifling. You understand? You can probably pick them, but you got females that is really trifling. You deal with one dude, and when he can't provide you with what you want, you go to the next one. That's what females do.
Men do it all the time.
Okay.
Make it even, because it's not like it's 50-50. The men is, if you say who does it more, it's the men a little bit. But the women don't do it more than the men. Don't sit there and say that.
Yes, the women do.
Okay, Mike.
So back then, I would say the men. Nowadays, it's the females.
Well, that's because most of the men are gay nowadays. So, listen, we don't
have to go there with that. Now you're talking about undercover fellas. But you know what?
Because
you see more women out here trying to be men. At least the men hide it. Y'all women, y'all provide it out there like it's a normal thing.
That's not good to hide it. Then you trying to trick people. If that's what you are, be what you are, wear it on your sleeve.
Mike,
don't hide it.
Mike.
Don't you know what, ladies? You always try to do a verbally virtual. Too many people talking at one time, y'all. Too many people. Honesty is the best policy. Communicate and be honest enough with yourself so that you'll be honest with your partner. That's right. Now, you know what?
Do you think a dude going to come out the closet talking about that gay? Ain't no dude. You know what happened? Not one of my dogs. One of my people come out talking about, yo, I've been meaning to tell you, I'm undercover. You know what? That's like, you know, they just heard that their neck broke. If they going to come out the closet talking about, oh, yo, I meant to tell you all this time, I'm undercover. Get out of here. See, you got to realize, in the women, it's a double standard. Because like I said, two women could walk down the street holding hands. And nobody will see nothing wrong with it. But that's two guys.
Listen, you know who's making that acceptable now? Men. They're making that acceptable. They're like, oh, let me get these two chicks in and we're going to freak them off. And oh, y'all making that acceptable.
Right.
Tell the truth now. Tell the truth, Mike. Come on now.
What you mean men making this? I don't know what these guys out here do. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. But I'm just saying in general.
But you got to be mentally prepared.
That leads me to the next question for you guys. Do you guys think that relationships nowadays are 50-50?
Right.
Nowadays? It depends on who you with.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I agree with you on that one.
Depends on who you with. What happens if you get... What do you mean by that? Explain that.
It depends, because like I said, you can have somebody... If y'all both have that trust in each other, then yes, it could work out. If y'all both have that understanding with each other, yes, it could work out. You understand? If y'all both committed to each other, yes, it could work out. But if you got one doing more than the other, and they putting 60-40, it's not going to work.
I think that a relationship is 100-100.
Tell it. I put
my 100% and you put your 100 back.
That's right.
That's 200.
Either get with it and get down with it.
What you say, Tiz? Wait. Hold on, y'all. What you say, Tiz? You just throw stuff out there. What you talk about, Tiz?
I'm a very straightforward person.
Okay. So why you stop talking?
I said
you're a straightforward person. Stop. Now you stop talking. Spend it for a second. Come on now, Chris. You gotta get with it.
I do yourself. Okay. I didn't offend you in any kind of way.
We're not offended.
Like the women,
they always try to turn it.
It's Tiz banging on.
Tiz getting mad and pushing the
desk.
Tiz, are you there?
Say it again.
Is Tiz there? Tiz.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, you were saying something. But then you were interrupted, so we're gonna let you have the floor so you can speak.
I'm just trying to get on board.
Okay. All right.
I'm just gonna hear what y'all say for a couple of minutes, and I'm just gonna jump in and see what I have to say. Say what's on my mind.
All right. So Dons and Divas. What we're gonna do? We're gonna go to a song real fast. Allow everybody to get their thoughts together.
Let's get her mind together.
So we're gonna go to a song real fast, and we're gonna come back on the line. Everybody, please on the line.
All right. Hello.
Pretending that he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. Know when I forgive you.
right?
Somebody banging? Somebody fighting?
Jonathan Davis. We do. Geeky Palace has 9 different shows, 11 different codes. And with all of that being said and done, you know, we do have an adult audience. And on Wednesdays, Diva Squad is an adult audience. So you must be at least 21 years of age to chime in on this conversation. If you're not 21 years of age,
what's the topic?
Please.
Tiz. Yes?
How old are you, Tiz?
24.
How old?
You ain't no 24. You probably take that 2 down and put a 1.
I'm 24.
Okay. Well, of course, we have no way of knowing if you're 24 or not. But we just ask that the audience is at least 21 years of age in order to chime in on the adult, grown, and sexy conversation. So with you stating that you are 24, you know, you can continue with us. If you're not 24 and you know that you're not 24, please do us a favor and hang up.
I don't think that person's 24. I think they're lying. They're banging in the back like they're mad at somebody.
I'm sorry, what did I miss? I'm sorry.
We were trying to figure out exactly how old Tiz is because Tiz sounds very young.
She was.
You know, she sounds young. So we're gonna have to make a judgment call, and we're gonna have to end the conversation with Tiz. This is a grown adult sexy forum conversation on Diva Squad Fantasy. So
yeah.
Not for the children.
I say take off.
You know, this is not for the children. This is for grown adults only, you know.
Well, you know what's funny? Because on Facebook, I don't accept children on my Facebook because I know I post stuff like this now, you know. Kids always requesting me on my Facebook and stuff. I don't get them, family or not. I don't accept their request.
Yeah, we
get.
I don't know, but I'm saying that girl Tiz is young. Okay, I'm telling y'all, the girl is young.
She sounds very young. Yeah.
But keep in mind, Tiz, we do have other shows that you're more than welcome to call in on. Just not Love Fantasy. With the Diva Squad. And not Ratchet
Mike. Yeah, not the Ratchet. Sometimes my mouth can get terrible. I'm sorry. I want to go to school calling people hood boogers.
She sounds like she's a mature little young lady, but I don't know. To me, she's just
sound
young.
She sounds confused.
That's what I mean. There you go. My bad. You're right. Confused. My bad.
Yeah, confused. You know, let me get my thoughts together.
Well, what she thinks and what she is so two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be anything in your mind.
It's probably a show she could go on, I guess, but I don't know.
Sure, she can call in on Sunday and give a testimony and say what she's thankful for.
Ain't no more with that. No, you ain't got to laugh, trust me.
She could call on Sunday, right?
Right. Anyway, ladies, Donovan Divas. So, to answer the question about relationships being 50-50, Diva Rachel said 100-100.
Yes,
right. 100-100, that's
200. No, each person got to give 100%.
Yes.
You can't leave room for anything else.
That's still 200.
Oh well, it's got to be 200 each person. You can't give 50% of yourself to a relationship. If you're going to be in a committed, long-term relationship, you have to give your 100% to that relationship. If you're giving 50% of yourself to that relationship, you're never going to be able to have a successful relationship.
If you're giving 50 and the other person giving 50, that's just mutual number right there.
If I'm getting 50% of a bill, then yeah, he should give the other 50%. But as far as 100% of myself, I'm getting all
of
my
relationship.
Yes, I'm the relationship.
If you give it 100% of a relationship, I feel like this. If you're giving 100% of a relationship, then you might as well be by yourself. Because ain't nobody else going to give no 100%.
No.
That's like a 50-50.
That's
I ain't never heard of 100-100.
Mike. Where
you at? I ain't never heard of no 100-100. And no relationship.
No, it's a new thing. It's a new thing in an adult relationship.
Oh, boy, here we go. Just like Hood Book, right?
Let me ask you a question. Mike, let me ask you a question.
Like
so if you only giving 50% of your relationship, what's happening with the other 50% that you're not giving?
That's where
the
spouse come in, the other part of the other person in the relationship.
No, it's got to be 100% or nothing. You might not get 100% all the time, but you got to give it. You got to give it your 100%. You can't come to no table with no 50%. No,
right.
Lord, they're making up rules.
No.
Good
somebody
gosh.
Getting
and
crazy.
Yep. And you know what? I'm looking at it. It's a full moon. Y'all making up rules.
Oh Lord.
Oh my God. Only you would say that, Mike.
You call it a full moon.
I'm looking right at the moon right now. It's a full moon.
I have never heard of a hood booger.
Who came up with that hood booger? That's the term that's been out. You're not from New York though, right? You probably never heard it.
I'm from New Jersey. I work in New York. I never heard of hood booger.
You never heard of hood booger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you came up with the hood booger.
Some hood boogers out there, trust me.
I already know what a hood booger is. You already know. Too funny. Mike, do you see any stars? Mike, you see any stars tonight? I ain't no stars. I see a full moon. Oh, the moon is gone.
The moon is never gone. It's just you can't see it. It's because of the cloud. It was a full moon. A minute ago, it was a full moon.
So why
gotta
be so specific about it?
The cloud is gone. Y'all hear the airplane? I'm sitting outside. It's cloudy out tonight.
All right, so there's a new thing called 100-100 in a relationship nowadays.
Yes. 100%. Right. Everybody got to bring 100% to the table. I can't just bring 50%. I'm not giving you my all then.
I don't know where y'all get that. I like what you said, though. You said, where's the other 50% going?
Good question.
Yeah.
Where's the other 50% going?
You know what?
Mike, answer
the question.
I said the other 50% is from the other part. The other spouse brings in the other 50%.
The spouse has to bring in 100% of herself, too. The spouse has to bring 100% of themselves to that relationship. Otherwise, again, somebody's getting cut short of something.
Kia, where you at? I'm here. I'm getting a little cold, y'all. Get a little sore throat.
Oh, Kia, you sound terrible.
I know. It's coming down. That's the way she always sounds.
What is
better?
Oh, Mike is a mess.
That's the way she always sounds. Mike, you better be glad I got this cold coming down, and I was supposed to go to Carolina this morning. Y'all better be glad.
She always sounds like that. She sounds terrible. She always sounds like that.
No, she doesn't.
He's a mess.
I'm still in trouble. I really am. Frustrated. I can't believe I'm getting my cold down.
That is terrible.
I'm getting the cold down. I know. I can't believe I'm getting a cold down. It'll make no sense. I'm getting a cold down.
Were you partying this weekend, Kia? Is that what happened?
I wasn't even partying nothing. I was trying to go to Carolina this morning, me and my mother, but my grandfather's coming here because his sister is sick, so that's bringing him here. So we were supposed to go here because his birthday turns 95 tomorrow, but he is down tonight. Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Grandpa.
I know. I can't wait to see him.
Happy birthday. I hope I live to be 95.
Yeah. You'll see the pictures up in the bar because he looks like he's 60. Wait, I'm going to post the pictures tomorrow. He looks like he's 60-something. And he doesn't look it. But tomorrow is his actual birthday. But he'll be in New Jersey tonight. He landed another hour.
So you better go take you some Theraflu or something and get ready.
I'm sitting here waiting because I got to go pick him up. I'm sitting here waiting. So, no, I can't take no Theraflu. I'm just getting excited because he's coming to town. He doesn't come here, y'all. He's a South Carolina. He does not come here unless sickness,
ooh,
or somebody get married,
yeah,
or...
Hey, Kia, you got an Adam's apple.
I know. I was all with allergies. I got all four. It's coming down. I'm so sick, y'all. Here we go.
Somehow, I think you was thinking something different than you actually said. That's what you've been sending to me just now. I said, Mike sounded like he was thinking something than he actually said.
No, I'm saying. That's the way she sounds like a dude.
Oh, whatever. I'm getting a horse. I'm
like
getting a horse,
Before, my voice was high. Now her voice went low. No, I got a joke.
Right?
Oh, my God. You better get out of
here. Right? You better be glad I don't have no sister. I'm going to go.
The
kid's
going off,
kid.
Hello?
What's going on, Chicky?
Hi, Chicky Chick.
What's going on, y'all? What's up, man? Did y'all see my new marketing campaign going on?
Your new what?
My new marketing campaign, man. Be able to capitalize on it because they got these marketing firms to work for. So what's going on with the topic tonight?
Tonight's topic is how do you deal with rejection?
On a relationship wise?
Whether it be in the world, at work, in a relationship, in the bedroom, how do you deal with rejection?
All right, Sticky Chick, before you answer that question, we're going to bring on one more caller with you, all right?
No problem.
All right, we have the mayor. The mayor is in the building.
Right, stand up. Right.
Hey, how you doing, Mayor?
What's up, ladies? What's going on?
Hi, Mayor.
Don't everybody speak at one time.
Well, Mike, you got his man. Welcome to the show.
Mike has company
now. What's going on, man?
All right.
The mayor's in the building?
Yes, 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 we sir. Have the mayor and Chiquis in the building.
The mayor and Chiquis in the building. GQ Palace
right.
all over the place tonight.
Yes, yes, real big right it's now. Real big right that. Now.
It's better, yes. baby.
What's
the
okay. All right, the question, the first part of the question is, whether it be in a relationship, out in the world, in the bedroom, how do you deal with rejection?
The question should be, how does rejection deal with me? You understand? Because, it's in the individual, man. You know, different people, different strokes for different folks. I mean, rejection is something that you either going to let it hinder you or you're going to let it give you some motivation to put some fire under that ass to do what you're supposed to so you won't get rejected
yeah.
next time. So, I don't even worry about rejection.
All right. That's
the well, y'all know I'm a comedian, so, you know, at times you got to be able to deal with it. And what makes it hard is when you know you funny, man, and then what happens is it's just like if you knowing that the things that you do, the work you put in, it all took it in vain sometimes. So where I take rejection, sometimes I take it hard, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes I come back from the comedy spot, I might didn't get that last. I come in the house like, babe, man, I don't think I could just keep doing this. You know what I mean? Like this. Sometimes you just get knocked down, but sometimes it always be motivation. But you know, it's always different for me. It depends on how I'm feeling, man.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let's say you come in the house. You come in the house and you tell your girl such and such. And what does she be like? Well, so what?
How
do you feel about that?
She ain't on the team, so that means that she gotta go.
Oh damn! I ain't mad at you.
You can't have nobody doing that, man.
Nah, I mean, you know, you touched on the situation where you say you grow out of it. You know what I mean? Because first of all, it's like, you know, when we younger, whatever, it's like we gotta go in, you know, with blinders on, and then we deal with the rejection like, oh my God, how are we gonna handle it? Are we gonna come back like my man said? You know, he comes back from the comedy spot. He does. That's what he does. So when he feel like he didn't have a good night or whatever, brings that home with him. But my dude, if I was you and I left with more, and I left that spot with more money than I came back in, I'm good.
No doubt. No doubt about that one, man. That's good right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, let me give y'all an example, right? On a show last week, I was promoting that I had a show Friday at this spot called the Flamboyant Manor. So I went up there. I took one of my comedy people with me. Big shout out to Miss Carter. She went out there to show with me. But what happened was the show wasn't a good look for my brand. What happened was I got paid, but it wasn't an intimate audience. People wasn't really there. They were really at a network, not a comedy show. So we wasn't getting no respect on the stage. It wasn't that we wasn't funny at night. It just wasn't no respect.
Right.
So what happened was I told the dude, man, I said, listen, you got all your money back, but you can't give me back my respect, man, because what you did was you didn't promote the show as it supposed to be. So, you know, sometimes you have bad promoters. So, you know, I couldn't put the pictures up, or I couldn't go, yo, we had a good time. It was a lie. It would have been a lie.
Wow.
I definitely relate to that one. But, yo, I'm here. I'm at the slave, yo. I just want to. Shout everybody out, man. I'm about to back you. I got you. Know what I'm saying? So, shout to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here and I'm out. Peace.
We want to thank you for passing through tonight. Thanks, Shania. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, our second question of the night is who do you feel is more afraid of commitment, a man or a woman?
I mean, I guess the easy answer would be a man because, you know, he might don't want to be committed. But I actually think it's a woman sometimes because a lot of women, especially if you're dealing with... Especially if you're dealing with a situation where, like, you know, you don't have your heart broken or whatever. Like, a man could be ready to do a commitment. He don't even care if old girl just left him. He's ready to move on. He with another chick, move in with her, shopping. flat out lately, but women is not like that. So maybe if you catch them fresh out of high school or something like that, they ain't never had nobody. But you know, I think it's women's first say, especially if they've been in a relationship before in their life.
Uh huh. Okay. Right.
Think about it. Find me a 35-year-old woman that had a heart broke 3 times that's ready to start over. No. She loves her space. She loves when her space is at. She be like this, I love my kids. I'm committed to the kids. Your kids is 19 and 20. They're not kids no more. It's time to move on. Let that big
right.
ass, your big mm-hmm. ass son go and start over. But what happened is, you know, the women go in full flesh, but when y'all do it, going so hard and not thinking about, you know, protecting yourself a little bit, man. You can't let everybody. I always say to somebody that your house, your heart is like a house, and some people have their own room in your house, even though they might not be in it no more. That's always their room. Just like, you know, you go back to your mom's house, she still got your room in there, and you know you can always go back to her. But sometimes the woman, what you got to do is you got to reconstruct that heart. You got to remodel that room, take that paint down, take them posters of that dude down. Start over, so when somebody else moves to that room, they not reminded of all that shit you got up.
Right. Wow. Great answer. Wow.
Well, they say everything you do flows from your heart.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful. Well, Go ahead.
Tell it.
No, I was just sitting here. You might as well say something. They just gonna look at you. My wife always trying to look at me when I come to deal with relationship issues. Cause that's one thing about it, man. I can sometimes, you know, I counsel. I'm not a counselor, but sometimes the people respect me for my opinions, and they come and talk to me. And sometimes my wife be looking at me like, "Why you ain't applying in this motherfucking house then? You ain't. You always giving Abe all these other bitches advices. You can't even fix your own fucking house."
Okay. Wow.
She don't say it like that. I try to be funny with it, but she don't say it like
that. Well, Chick, do you think a relationship should be 50-50 or 100-100?
60-40? Oh, man. Look, I don't even think y'all got enough time on the show, because look, I'm going to tell you this, and it might start a whole bunch of controversy. I believe that when you marry, there's no such thing as separate accounts.
All right.
Not even a
account.
I'm not talking about the walk around money. I don't believe in how we marry, but you pay the rent and not the phone, but no else helps and not. Money go on both bank accounts, all bills come out of there, and when we decide to do something, we decide to do something equal. It ain't just no walking around, I'm decide to go buy some boots and shit like that. Nah.
Okay, how about
say that one more time.
Let me give you an example, right? I do stand-up comedy, right? And my money comes sporadically. It's not in no format. Am I supposed to be unfair just because I tell jokes and say, "Babe, that's my money because I tell jokes and your ass ain't funny"? That money ain't supposed to be shared in the household? We both got jobs. I don't even care if you make more money than me. Once it goes to the bank account, that's a joint bank account, half-half.
Uh-huh.
And just like when mine's going there, half-half. When my car's going there, half-half. If you work overtime during the weekend, half-half. It ain't none of that separate. You know what it is? Because I see a lot of people going through it. And if you look at the statistics, again, they ask broke up over it. Because you know what? It's going to come down to that point when you be like this, "Babe, I need to go buy this." And you start thinking about, well, you ain't making much money for this. And in this household, it don't go that way. Because I believe that I am the head, not a tail, never will be, can't be, no other. Because anytime I get treated like a tail, we ain't going to be able to last. Because when that dude come and yoke somebody ass up, he ain't come to yoke up the tail, he come to yoke up the head. So play the head if you want.
Okay. Wow.
I told you I started controversy. Look, I love you independent women and whatever. I love it, but I'm really an old school person. I'm not saying you can't do your own thing, you work or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. I would never neglect you from anything. But when it comes down to saying that you're walking around with your own funds that's outside of everything that we're doing, it got to be equal too. You can't walk around with more in your pocket than me. What does that show in our relationship? Do we unequal yoke?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I agree. Go ahead, Chicky Chick.
Yes.
Hand clap.
But you know what one problem that do consist of this is that me and my wife trying to find a way where we can have our own little stipend so that way we can buy gifts. Because this is what happens sometimes, right? Me and my wife be like this. She's like, what you want for Christmas? To me, it ain't really a surprise, but I get to see, I'm a know something came out of the bank account. So if you like this, ooh, she took out $1,500. She's about to buy me something nice. So it's not really a surprise. So what we're trying to do now is like, yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to try to have a little spending money, and that's what we do is surprise stuff. Because if you decide to say, like, oh, I'm going to take a check out, you know, it's kind of hard, especially if you're trying to do with savings and checking. And I mean, I can tell man, keep going about it and then try to justify it, but you got to live within my world of understanding, you know what I mean?
Right.
It works here. We don't have problems, man, you know what I'm saying? And I really see a lot of people that do have problems because their girl could just walk around and go buy the part of this and part of that, and she justifies it being work. Me and my wife went through it. She's like this, I work for this. I said, what you think I work for? I said, yo, you think that when I went to go to work and I did this overtime and I did the overtime so I could buy some new kitchen appliances, you think in my mind that I was thinking that I could go buy me some new Tim's? I want to go buy that New York mesh jacket. I want to go look fine too. But I said, no, I got to think about the things that's together. So when your ass went to go buy a college pocketbook, tell me how is that together. Because I don't care if you walk around with it. I'm not looking at anything on my Facebook account. I'm like, oh, look at the new pocket bag, my boo boo boy.
I can't.
I'm a little confused. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me.
No, look. What I'm saying is kind of hard.
I'm a little confused. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that if I work hard for my money, and you know, I get married, we put out money. You're saying I can't go out and buy what I want. Because if I say it's my money, I have my own. Not saying I have my own stuff, it's together, but I just understand what you just said is that.
No, look, this is what I meant. Like, I say, for example, look, say we have a lot of people ain't in a situation where they just got extra income. Let's just say, for example, you got income that come up to, let's say between you, y'all two, y'all make $6,000 a month, right? And your bills is maybe $4,500. You got $1,500 to play with. Now, we saying we saving up for something. Well, I'm saying like this, if we're looking at a case where it's being like this, like, okay, me, I got $750, you got $750, but with your $750, you decide to do something. Why should I put my $750 into savings when you're not doing it yourself?
I understand that, but that's not going to stop her if she sees something and she's like, you know, she has some extra money, and she may have some extra cash flow floating around. But if she's going to put in, if she got the $750, and she's going to put maybe $550 by the end of savings, and then the other half, and then she may have some other cash, but she can do what she wants to do with that money.
You can always do what you can want to, but sometimes you got to do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a superficial person. Being by me, I used to be on the street, sell drugs, used to have the finest things or whatever. So now that I'm a tax-paying citizen, I know that I can't revert to none of that stuff. So when we started living in the old drug dealing sense or being like, yo, you want a Prada bag and these boots or walk around doing this and this and that, now you're living in the outside of lifestyle because you want to be like the Joneses.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that if you have no means, you do it. But in this household, my means only come like that. Yo, like I said, I tell jokes for a living. That's my hashtag,
right?
For a living. When you do something for a living, that means you do it to be able to maintain. Now, if I start if I want to do it, I tell jokes to chill, that's something else. I tell jokes to buy bags, that's something else. I tell jokes to buy you boots, that's something else. But I do it for a living, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing never enough for a female, man.
And that's what I'm saying. When it's together, that's what that goes back to last week. When they say you become married, read them back. They say you're no longer two, it's one. So I can't wear a powder book.
All right, Don and Deezus.
I'm starting with y'all. Let's follow up with next week's episode. So we can start it off. I'm going to start the conversation with the ladies. I'm going to buy what I want to do. You ain't going to hold me down.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow. Great
on the topic this evening.
I just started arguing in my house. Ooh, I'm in trouble.
Oh, here you are.
Yeah.
All right. So
I love
Diva Rachel. Miss Diva Rachel. We come to that time of the show. And Mr. Tiki Tick has his show coming up next, Full Out Comedy. Rachel, you have any final thoughts?
yes, I do. my final thoughts are rejection is rejection. To each his own. Just know yourself, and deal with it in whatever way that you would deal with it, not the way the next person would deal with it, but know yourself. And as far as the commitment thing, I can commit. Do I have my guard up? Yeah, but that's because of the pain that I've been through in life. I want to thank God first and foremost for the show. I want to thank GQ Palace, Mr. Rich, Ms. Lavina. Lavina, thanks for sitting in tonight with me. Thank you so much. I want to thank the callers of Mike, Angie, Kia, Tiz, Chicky Chick, and the mayor. Shout out to all the other hosts, all the other shows that we have. And love is love. It is what it is. I had a great night. It was a great show. We'll turn it back over to the hands of Lavina.
No doubt about it.
All right. I just want to say thank you. It was an honor sitting in for Pete this evening. You know, I love my Diva squad. I love it. You know, only two females that's holding it down the way you guys are each and every Wednesday from 7 to 9. And it's truly a pleasure. It's an honor to be with you guys. My final thought on the topic is, you know, pretty much I still... Men have the problem committing more than females do, but that's just my final thought on that, But I'm just saying, I think it falls down to the men. But just want to thank, you know, everyone for joining us. Same as Rachel, you know, look, you said it, I don't have to repeat it. You know, it was a great show. Please, Tiki Chick, the comedian, Full Out Comedy. He is next. Everyone, please stay on the line. Have a blessed and safe evening. And until next week, Wednesday, it's been fun, guys.
This is the boys in the building. Check the comedian. Yo, make sure you follow the hashtag I Tell Jokes for a Living, man. And it's very important that you follow the hashtag, because what I learned this week, man, let's think about my week. I learned about branding and marketing, man. I've really been thinking about myself, man. Like, since I joined GQ Powers Radio, and since I've been having my own show, man, a lot of things have changed in my life, man. I'm starting to see a lot of opportunities. And the radio show experience and attitude has really put me in a different place. I feel so much funnier. I feel so much opinionated. I feel so much respect, man, because the radio has given me a way to be able to speak my mind. So big shout out to everybody at GQ Palace, man. I truly love y'all, man. I really had to let this known before my monologue even started. So give it up. Yo, with that being said, y'all, I want to talk about sometimes, man, being funny ain't always being funny, man. I had a show Friday, man. I told y'all I had a show down at the Flamboyant Manor, man, in North New Jersey, man. Big shout out to No Surrender, No Surrender Retreat. They hired me to come out there. Me and my girl, Miss Carmen. Yo, Miss Carmen, if you're listening, I love you, girl. You did the thing. But, yo, we went out to the comedy game and did the show, man. And what happened is, man, some people don't respect your brand. Some people don't respect your marketing. Some people don't respect your hustle, your grind, man. And sometimes it stops you. It's a roadblock. And we got to realize that we're going to jump over that wall, bust through it. What are we going to do? So I get up there. I'm doing my joke thing, and I'm being professional. I'm being professional and everything like that. And, you know, I wasn't getting the attention that we supposed to, man. Dudes was flicking up pictures. People was talking. You know, fat girls was walking all around in too tight dresses, man. dudes had their belly out with tank tops like their arms is that big. And I'm really looking at myself like, man, listen. I'm trying to hold myself back. I'm sitting here like this, man. I should be putting on this dude. I should have said, bump the money. I don't need the money, man, because they wasn't respecting us, man. They wasn't respecting us. So I said, yo, I ain't even going to, because you got a good, you got a whole bunch of jokes you can talk about with bikes. You know, you got a whole bunch of, how does a big girl get on a 600 bike? That's one joke I can expand. I said, why does a bike club always consist of ugly dudes or dudes that were popular in high school and fat girls who ain't been mad at us in high school for sin in the group club? I don't understand. Now, I hope I ain't being discriminatory. I'm really hating against the knowledge of people, but that's not what it is. What it was that bike show, that's what happened then. I ain't using them as a type of profession. I actually talk about myself, the same thing I always do. I always believe that comedy is the best form of flattery. And the things that you have to do yourself. And you know, sometimes you need to block out everybody that ain't doing everything and where your concentration is at. So, with that being said, I want to start off this show about branding and marketing. Branding and marketing your name, man. And it's really important right now. If anybody knows about my campaign, that's what I'm going to use the radio show this week, branding and marketing. I got my new thing, that hashtag, I tell jokes for a living. Yeah, that was a funny joke. I even got a new thing. I got my face, like, as a cartoon. And it's really like, they told me the importance of making myself feel funny. So I wanted to put this out there right now. Right now, man, I got, like, an audition coming for Comedy Central. Give it up for your boy, Kick the Comedian. Give it up. But, yo, a lot of this came from GQ Palace Radio. I was sitting around today thinking about all the things I got doing in my life. Yo, I was out here coaching the baseball team today, and it got like 7:30. I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday. I got to show. I got to get back focused. But that's how it is sometimes. Everything ain't got to be on cue. Everything ain't got to be squared up on top. Sometimes you just come in and you bring the funny. And that's what I try to do each and every time, bring the funny, man. So if y'all heard the show that came on earlier, you know, 7 and 9, you got love and relationships with my girls, King and Rachel. They was holding it down, so I called in. And, yo, I wanted to expand on this subject because it can be so fun how I do my thing. Yo, they had a thing about how they were saying that, like, do you think relationships are 50-50? I say I always believe that relationships are 50-50. And if a relationship is 50-50, that means if I respect you, how you respect me, I do for you as you do for me. If it's a 50-50 relationship, that means you got to be 50-50 with our money. Everything you get, 50 cents out of a dollar for me. Everything I get, 50 cents out of a dollar for you. I don't care what you do with your 50 cents, but make sure you give me my 50 cents. I know y'all don't like it, women. I know y'all don't like it. I know y'all don't understand it. But understand this. What is 50-50 if you go buy them damn Manolo boots? I can't fit the Manolo boots. That's 100-0. You ain't think about me. Now, see this? When I went to go buy the 60-inch television, I put it in there, and I got the Dish Network. I got all the NFL channels. I got all the NBA channels. I was thinking about you. Ladies, you might be saying right now, ladies, you might be saying right now, how was you thinking about that? That's too much damn laughing. So, ladies, you might say, how do you feel about us? Because you know what? I was thinking about on them Sunday afternoons after we came from church and the game is on and I'm be cuddling up with you because I feel good in my space. So when I'm sitting there with my beer, watching the Chicago Bears, be the one Giants! Yes, right, I said it. And I'm cuddling against you. That's the reason why I bought that CZN TV. That's a 50-50 relationship, ladies. That's 50-50. You got to feel it. You got to understand it. So right now, what we're going to do, right, we're going to sit around and we're going to wait for some callers to come in. We got callers come in. And remember, this is a comedy show. So if you come on my show talking all serious on the line, don't get mad when somebody bring out a joke about your ass. Because what I want right now, I want you to tell me a funny thing about 50-50 in your life. It could be a 50-50 weed. It could be a 50-50 notebook. It could be a 50-50 cheeseburger. Tell me about the 50-50 things that you're going on with your life. And y'all, I want everybody to know this too. Understand this. This is, you better cut the knives in short. You better cut the knives in short. This is a real live radio show. I was informed by my man, Richie, that's only one or two. When he checked the numbers, this boy had like 68 live callers on the line, yes, right, and had like 74 listeners on the internet. Do you understand those numbers? There are thousands of radio shows that are playing right now on the radio. Not even counting the thousands and thousands on the internet. That means if you took the thousands and thousands and thousands, 74 people on the internet and 67 listeners on their callers, decided to say, I'm going to chill with Chick the Comedian this night. From 9 to 10, I'm a partner and showing some love. So big shout out to all my fans out there. If I was to marry, I'd tongue kiss all of you, but not the dude. You thought I was talking about you. I am not into that lane. I'm not in that lane. I love the lady. I love the lady. And big shout out to my wife. She just tried to smack me, but I did that shit. Because this is supposed to be all jokes. This ain't even supposed to be serious. So don't take it serious. What I want y'all to do right now, we're going to play a song real quick. The same thing we do. Give us a little space after the monologue. We're going to come back, right? We're going to try to get some listeners on the line. We're going to get somebody to call in. And give me something that's 50-50 in your life. It doesn't have to be a 50-50 serious thing. Give me something that's 50-50 in your life. That's what I like. Give me a 50-50. Yo, if you're listening, if you know anybody else listening, I'm about to put it on my Facebook real quick. This is what we're going to do. Look, while y'all listening, right, we're going to do this live right now. The number, we're going to type it in. I type like 50 words a minute. The number, you hear it? The number is 646-200-3838. ... Call in, please, people. We need you on the line this week. So call in right now, please. So 646-200-3838. That's the name of your book. We about to play a song. We about to go to my engineer, my CEO, my main man in charge, the person who works for me, Ron and Tim, and I work for him the rest of the week. My man, Richie, play a song as we come back. Chick the Comedian, GQ Powers Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Every week, Wednesdays, 9 to 10. Be blessed with your boy. Be back with you after the song. Thank you.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Cup, alright. Cup, come on. Cup, all the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fan. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going up on sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. That's right, we could disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room, 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP, fitted cap so low you can't see ID. What's that peep game? You don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs. Wanna be free? Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get go. I seen enough, baby. Let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up, but you on the kick. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good,
Yes, sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rocking down a la Sante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feeling me and really see why you in the club with your girl steady grilling me. Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Mo. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby, let's get ghost. What a smoke, yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost, got me going off my sex drive. Let's get ghost, sing it up, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost, all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the stall, and get up with your phone. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grams in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freak, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time when your life, right? All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth. Wanna talk into my mic? 1, 2. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get go. Sing enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up with your ball. And get go.
Clap it up. Yeah, we back in the building. Like I said, Chick the Comedian. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram underneath the same handle, CHICC the Comedian, not CHICK, because I am not a girl. I am a man. I am. Nah, but big shout-outs to GQ Powers Radio once again, man. Once again, big shout-outs to GQ Powers Radio. This is what we do. And if you wasn't here before we had Lucida, a little song break, if you wasn't here, type it out like you said, yeah. We was talking about things about being 50-50 in your life, man. Whether it's 50-50 with your girl, 50-50 in your grandmother's basement, or just 50-50 out there in the world. We was just waiting for some people to call in, man. I haven't got hit up on the line if anybody pressed one. And that was a real dilemma last week. We had a whole bunch of people listening, but I guess everybody was just so preoccupied. We wanted to hear somebody else being funny. I guess I could take that as a compliment, that you ain't the one because you want to hear me talk. But you know what? I can't do this by myself. So sometimes I have somebody come in and have them on the line. And what they do is, you know, they'd be like a 1-2 thing going back and forth, like Eric B and Rakim. You know what I'm saying? Follow the leader, Rakim. I say, rock, 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 rock. You know how I go? Sometimes you need a little person to rock back. But you know what? It has no problem with me. You know, I'm used to being in front of an audience. But the thing is, right now, I'm not in front of an audience. What I really am, I'm looking at my computer screen. I'm looking at my tech right now. I'm looking at everything I have right now, man. I'm looking at the stuff that I need to do to promote myself, man. I'm really proud and fortunate. Like I said, well, we can go into a little joke about myself. Like I was saying, man, it's a little 50-50 in my household, man. You know, there's not a lot of things that we do. We had the same bank account, me and my wife. And, you know, I really feel that, you know, in order to be the man, things have to be that way. But, you know, in the world, man, it's hard being 50-50 because you like being in a situation where you can be 50-50 on your job. You feel what I'm saying? You can be 50-50 with your boss. Just imagine you was 50-50 with your boss. Like every other time he tell you to do something, you say, get the fuck out of here. Well, I'm not doing that. You feel what I'm saying? Your boss come, it's 50% time that you got to do something for him. So on that 50% time, hey, Clarence, we need you to go in and fill all the staplers around the office. You know, you go to his turn, you say, no problem, sir. I'm about to fill up all the staplers. Even though I do this a stunt doll job, that you're not really trying to do anything that's going to help my resume, that you really treat me like a stunt doll. I'm going to do this. But could you imagine the next time? He goes like this, Clarence, I need you to go up to the corporate office and give them my condolences and that I feel as though you should be promoted. This is the 50-50 time when you try to tell them you don't give a fuck. But this is really not the good time because you ain't realize what he just said that was good for you. Only thing you knew was the 50-50 time has to get back on him. Now you always think that everything that you say is gold. Like I'm supposed to do the fuck you say when you say do it when it's time to do.
ain't doing none of that. Now I'm going to sit back and do my own thing. Ain't nobody about to do that right now. You must be crazy, man. You must be crazy. Oh, no, you said I was getting a promotion. Oh, no. And you know what your boss said? He said, yeah, I forgot. It ain't one of those 50-50 times, so it's my turn now. No, go ahead and do what you need to do. Go do what you need to want to do. Don't give it up for that joke. I just made it up. I hope it was funny. I hope you liked it. Clap it up. Where's my engineer? He's not clapping it up. No. I want to introduce everybody. I know this is not visual radio, but I'm sitting here with my son right now. I'm going to say my son's going to say something. So my son, right now, because I have a 50-50 thing in my house, only do I have a son and a daughter. That's 50-50. I got a dark-skinned daughter and a light-skinned son. Now, mind you that we went on Maury before, and we got proved that these are my kids. So that question them when you see how they look on Facebook. So right now, I have my 50-50 son on me right now because he's 50% light-skinned. Jazza, say what's up to everybody. Say hey. Oh, he's waving at everybody. He's smart. Say hi, everybody. Say Dada, tell everybody. Tell them what you must do. That's one of the things right now, man. That's one of the things that we have right now, the 50-50 relationship. How you have 50-50 kids? How you going to have a dark-skinned kid and a light-skinned kid? And the thing is, my son looks just like my brother. But my brother let everybody know he's serving federal time, so there's no way he could be the father of my son. No way. So clap it up for my wife for being faithful and having a light-skinned dark in the kid. Clap it up. I want to put out a disclaimer right now. GQ Powers Radio, we have interns sometimes. And I want to let you know, I don't think this intern is going to be there for a long time because there's like four buttons in front of this intern. And we told her before my show starts, like, you got to make sure you press this button. So press that button or press that button. So she done messed up about two times already. And I don't care if this is the only thing you got going back for yourself because it was either this or Section 8. And since you ain't want to be on Section 8, you clearly ain't want to be doing this either. So go back. But now, I'm just bugging out people. We got somebody on the line right now. Let me get a big introduction. Let's go right now. I wish I could call some Barry White right now so I could really set the mood for this person to come in because she's one of the co-hosts of Love and Relationship Radio. Come before my show, I want y'all to give it up for the lovely, for the attractive Rachel.
You know,
how you doing, man? Sometimes you gotta put an image and a face on to the voice. Cause look, we are not. Let's just put this out there. We are not one of those radio shows where you don't get a person be like this. Oh my God, they have the most elegant voice in the world. And when you see them, you say, oh my God, how did you get the job? And they got the job because you can't discriminate. You know, there's a lot of discrimination going on right now where you go for a job interview and they say, yo, I can't lift the 50 pounds because I'm handicapped, but you got to hire me because I'm handicapped. I don't believe in the people, equal rights, my ass at another time. So right now, Rachel, what's going on, Rachel?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Like, yo, I really got like my smile on going on right now. But Rachel, I'm stressed out, Rachel. Man, really.
Why?
Stressed. This 50-50 thing is real crazy because it's really in effect. I'm doing a lot of 50-50 things for my wife, man. Like, right now, we're trying to buy a house, and it's really not looking too good. Like, the 50-50 part of my heart is good, but she got 50-50 on her side that she wasn't handling her business, man. It's putting us to a lot of complications. But everybody don't understand, like, when you get married, the 50-50 becomes your debt. You understand?
Yes, of course. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, my wife was mad because, you know, I still, you know, I'm not a criminal anymore, but I still got criminal things I got to pay for. So our income taxes last year, right, we waited for our income taxes. We bought the ball till we fall. I'm going to let you know, we typical black people. We about to go buy the big screen TV. We about to go get another car. You know what I'm saying? We about to go clothes shopping. You're going to see us up in the mall in February and March all day, every day. I don't care what you think. They took the money from me all year long. I'm going to get it back and spend it how I want to spend it.
Exactly.
I don't care. Call me ratchet if you want. You ain't got it. You just mad because you single. They take all your taxes, a high tax bracket, and you can't get nobody pregnant or you're not fertile. That's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
So I'm going to buy it. So what happens, Rachel, let me tell you. The income taxes, they like this. They send us a letter. We about to halt the income taxes because your husband, he owes about $10,000 in fines. I got the restitution fines. I got the slap somebody in the face act fine. I got the do not commit a violent crime no more fine. I got 30 feet from a school crime. All this money, so they snatched most of the money. And so my wife like this. Next year, we found our taxes apart from each other, and I said no, because in our marriage vows, to death do us part, and taxes. I made sure they wrote that down.
Oh, no.
I knew what was going on. I knew what was going on. Because I couldn't say that by myself. I need the key. I need you other with the key.
At least you're honest about it.
Adventure. They say adventure. This is what we do. Because I always see with y'all always have a lot of calls on the line. And I always wanted to know how to be so interactive. So what I felt right now is being that, you know, you already got your shine because we can't outshine you. Right now, Rachel is glowing. Rachel is global. You're everywhere. You're the stable for GQ Power. I'm just a new kid. I'm the little donkey. You're the full-grown horse that's galloping around in the field. I'm just eating hay, just knowing where my place at. So right now, we got another person on the line because I'm trying to grow up. I don't want to be an ass all my life. I want to be the full-grown hair. And that's what I want to do. So we got Kim on the line. Kim, what's going on? You want GQ Radio Fall Out Comedy with Chicky Chick. What's up, Kim?
Hey, how's everybody?
How you doing,
hey.
Kim?
Hey, Kim. I'm doing pretty good. Hey.
How you doing? How you feeling the show right now, Kim?
I'm feeling it. And usually I don't have a sense of humor, but I'm laughing. So.
Yo, I'm trying to put out something that's really not out there, man. You know, some people say, hey, Chick, why don't you do a Steve Harvey show? I said, why don't you do a Get a Job show? Why the hell I got to be like somebody? I don't want to be like Bernie Mac. I don't want to tell a Bernie Mac joke. Big shout out to Bernie Mac. You know, I love him and everything. He's one of my idols, but I don't want to be Bernie Mac. I want to be myself. So, Kim,
yes.
I know right now. I know you right now. I know you to be yourself. I know that Kim has things that she has about herself. But what's 50-50 in your life?
What's 50-50 in my life?
Yeah, you said that kind of hard, right? Kim, you hold on. Look, let's give it up for Kim right now because let's give it up. We got to clap it up for Kim. Because Kim just saying all those. I'm not giving nobody shit. That's what she did. She said what? She said part of who? Gucci share who? What? She said hold up. She said hold up. Let me get my iPad and let you know that Destiny Child is in the rotation. I am independent. Beyonce told me a long time ago.
Oh, God.
You gotta have something that's 50-50 in your life, Kim.
Well, my relationship is 50-50.
Give it up for Kim and her relationship. Put it out there right now in the air. Put it up. Kim, right now, Kim, if you ain't scared, right,
uh-huh.
We're going to give you a few seconds right now to shout out your boo. Right now, give a shout out. Let his name be known on the airwaves on Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays. Right now, show the love right now. Show the 50-50 in your life right now. Let's see if it's really 50-50.
Mike is my boo.
Let's give it up for the 50 million people that's named Mike. Well, give it up for 50 million people named Mike. Give it up. And Mike right now, like, yo, she was talking about me. It's like 1,700 dudes in jail. Like this, what is going on? You heard my boo-boo. You heard it. She ain't say where I'm from or nothing. I want to give a shout-out to Mike.
That's right.
Mike. And let Mike be on the radio. Let Mike be on the radio. Word is gone. You was on the radio for like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, and word is gone. You ain't even mentioned that you had a boo. You made all the bitches think that you was doing you by yourself that could get with you. It ain't 50-50 till the time. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all call on y'all 50-50. It's like in the back pocket. Y'all pull out the 50-50 card when it's time to do it.
Wow.
Like I tell my wife, I don't have no censorship on my radio. Ain't nobody gonna call GQ Power's headquarters and say you need to kick Chick off the air because he was talking about nipples and toe rings. You need to kick him off the air.
My wife
is right. She's over my shoulder right now. Like this. You better stop it. You better stop cursing. The Lord is watching you right now. Jesus will not be proud of you. What would he do? What would he do? Big shout out to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because I never would have made it without you, I tell you that. Ooh, Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Big shout out to Lavina. Big shout out to Lavina. I know you got the show on Sunday, but you know we got to have some fun sometime. I already told you, your gift and your calling is without repentance. Give it up for the Bible. Give it up. Hey, no, not to change the subject, right? Hey, you know what? You know what's so funny? We was in church Sunday, last Sunday, because this Sunday I played hooky. So it was last Sunday. So last Sunday, you know, they were talking about how everybody would say, well, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. God also knows the flesh. God knows that you want to get it in, that you want to drink and you want to smoke and you want to go to the club. He knows your heart, but sometimes, the flesh is weak and it takes over. Oh, I'm preaching right now. Give me the microphone, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You should, I am so much in trouble, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know right now. Look, let me put it out there for y'all right now, right? Yo, I am a God-fearing man, and, you know, I tell jokes and I'm serious. But, you know, we can bust out a little sometimes, because, like I said, God knows my heart. So give it up for my heart.
Oh, God.
You heard that laugh? That laugh is like this. Look, hey, Vina just posted up on Facebook. She said, but he is preaching. That is the word. He is preaching. That's the word. He ain't lying. That is the word. Hey, yo, I swear right now, yo, I am about to go on my corner right now, and I'm about to get anointed with the oil, man, because I am so much in trouble right now. Big shout out to forgiveness. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. But no, Kim, look, right now, Kim, I know you might not agree with my assertion about the 50-50 thing, but look, we was looking at a survey, right? Maybe you look it up, right? They showed the divorce rate of people who have separate money, and it is beyond 50%. Would you believe that?
Wow.
It's crazy. And you see, sometimes I say things to be joking, and sometimes you get backed up with facts, because what happens is this. When you have a part, if your life is based on togetherness, if your life is based on sharing and caring, how can you have one facet of it that makes people lose their relationship that you're not sharing?
Hmm.
Preach.
That's a good point.
It can.
Yeah.
You know me? Because if you put honor to certain things, look, okay, I'm going to honor my relationship by keeping my thing in my pants. I'm going to keep it to myself for you. I'm only going to give it to you. Now, when you start sharing that thing, it don't make no sense. But in other people's circles, they do share and make sense. And we don't make sense of that. But what we believe in, our faith, and that other people's faith don't consist of that. So what happens is this. But when it comes down to the power of the dollar, the one thing that you don't supposed to care about, that you ain't supposed to cherish, you do cherish with the person that you're supposed to cherish the most. Now, we're breaking it down right now. So when we're going right now, right, you said I got a little... $50, and I'm about $600, and I'm about to spend on that bag. It's all jokes and aside. Sometimes you got the money to do it, and it don't affect us, but it affects us in the long way. Because you know what it is? It showed me that with your little money, what you gonna do? What you wanna do? Because with my wife, you know, I don't look at it like that. I look at the out. You know what I mean? I don't look at, you know, what's outside of her and the makeup and bags and stuff like that. Because I look at inside of her. Because you know, some of you women, y'all not photogenic Tuesday. know, Wake Up Tuesday is not like that. It's not how you look on the red carpet Friday. Tuesday is a whole different look. You can't wear the body, you can't wear the powder bag on your feet. You can't wear it on your face.
Okay,
even though you go to the Dominican Republic and wear it in your butt, you can't wear it on your face. Ladies, let me be fair, because what happened right now, I'm sorry right now, because I got callers, I got Kim on the line, I got Rich on the line, and I'm not being 50-50 right now. So I want y'all to take over for me, because right now, I need y'all to rebut something. I need y'all to come back for the women. There's a lot of women right now that's depending on y'all. Us men is looking good right now. Give it up for the men. We just hit them with a two piece and a biscuit. Give it up for strong black men that hold down the household. Because you know what? In the 60s, you didn't want to be with a weak man. If your man was in the house while everybody else was getting sprayed down by the water, by the water hose, by the fire department, you know, you didn't want a weak man. Why you not be on the front line? But right now, you want us all to sit in the house now and say, I got this. No. The devil's a liar. I'm going outside and I'm getting hit with the water spray. I'm fighting for the rights of my women. I want you to sit in the house and listen to me. That's what I want you to do. Now.
That is so wrong.
Give it up for the men. Give it up for the men that's sitting in the house right now. Give it up for the men right now that's washing the three kids, washing the dishes, cooking the food while everybody's making the money, and you trying to justify that. Hey, look, you know what's so funny right now? The women ain't got nothing to say. That's why I love you, Rachel. I love you, Kim. But right now, y'all not winning. So right now, we about to make this 50-50. Right now, two against one. We about to win, man.
We are winning.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, Lord.
What's going on,
man?
I can't call it. I'm listening to your show. I'm doing it right now.
Hey, Mike, where you from? Tell them where you from, Mike.
I'm from Long Island, Strong Island, place where I'm
going. Hey, yo, big shout out to GQ Powers reaching out to Long Island. We in Brook City right now. We got people down to Asbury Park. Long Island, right now, we about to have Crimson Blood playing with Cali. Glenn, you know how far we reaching right now. Yeah, homie, I was listening to your show, cuz, and where we going, you was speaking real good, cuz. That stuff you talking about, I'm about to take that to the meeting with the homie, cuz. This we need to do, cuz. Hey, yo, imagine I'm doing it right now with no notes how I'd be on stage when I'm preparing. Could you imagine? You see what I'm talking about, Mike?
I see you. I feel you.
Hey, Mike, the women right now ain't got nothing to say. What is 50-50 in your life, Mike? It ain't got to be a relationship. It ain't necessarily got to be a honey bun. But what is 50-50 in your life?
Oh, honey bun.
My pocket and my woman.
Your what?
My money and my woman.
Hey, big shout out to that. Big shout out.
Don't mess with my money. Don't mess with my girl.
That's
okay. I wish they don't mess with my cigarettes, but I don't smoke them no more.
Hey, not to change the subject, but every time I see somebody smoke a cigarette, I say, yo, they still do that? They still do that? Like, they got all these commercials. You see the person like this, like this. I smoked. I don't got a leg. I lost one of my eyebrows. My hair's gone. Yo, once I seen that, shit, I dropped the honey bun I was eating. I was like, damn. I dropped the honey bun because I said if a cigarette could do that, I know a honey bun at least make me lose a toe or something. Damn. I don't want to drink a beer no more. Like, yo, you want a beer? I said, don't you see the man in the commercial? Yeah, I was drinking beer. I love my eyebrow.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I wish I could even laugh at the wrong joke. Oh, man. Hey, Mike, man. You got to help me out, Mike. Because right now, do you agree with this social media saying? They had us on the front line all our life, and now in 2010, they want men to keep a back seat. They want men to do all these things for them. And when you couldn't be, you couldn't You couldn't even be no resilience of these men back then. You couldn't be at all.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Hey, look, let's just take this back.
Mike don't agree.
Hey, Mike, let's just take this back to the 60s. I'm going to give you an example, right? It's 1961, right? Me, you, let's take you and Kim, we all together, we sitting at the bus stop right now, and the cops pull up. Hey, man, come here. And they start talking about all this other stuff. And they rough me up. Now, we already know the women ain't going to do nothing. Let them go, officer. Let them go, officer. And you right with them. Let him go, officer. Let him go, officer. Who tells you? You're hearing him. Oh, my God. He hears. You can't go back to your community because the first thing they're going to say, big black bubbles like this. So what was your ass doing when they roughing up Rakim? What was you doing? You supposed to be a part of the NAACP. You supposed to say you just marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. You was all in Montgomery, Alabama with the water hose. You ain't about it. But that's what they want right now. They want the metrosexual men who shake their eyebrows up, who cut all the hair off their balls. You know what I'm saying? Who cry at the movies. That's what they want now. Big shout out to all the men that still have their balls with the hair on it. Give it up. Hey, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm sorry, I've been institutionalized, and when I was locked up, we only could see PG-13 movies, so I cry a few times, I do, I cry. Look, being real serious, like, look, I don't know if y'all ever seen it, this is a real story, right? I was, me and my wife was watching Marley and Me. I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie, but just listen to me and be for real. We watching Marley and Me, right? And I didn't realize that she's seen it before. I thought that we both was experiencing this movie at the same time. I thought we both was a part of this American story. So if you watch Marley and Me, they show the dog when he's young. He's a real rambunctious dog, real crazy, out of control, non-trainable dog. But they love the dog. But then the dog start getting old. The dog don't jump over the fence like it used to. The dog don't go fetch the ball fast as it used to. And, you know, dogs give you a little sign that you're dying. So I don't want to use this as no excuse, but my grandmother had just died maybe a year earlier. So I'm watching the movie, and I'm sitting right there. And I see how the dog go by the church. And I was like, I realized that the dog was dying, right? And, I'm getting teary-eyed right now. And, you know, I realized, I started comparing, like, the dog was like my grandmother. I said, my grandmother just went by the tree, and she ain't really too good. And I cried, and you know it wasn't just a tear, and I made a mistake, and what I did was I went like this, and I thought my wife was asleep, and she wasn't, and she just started laughing at me, and I thought to myself, I don't really think that you're being a real good wife right now. I really need some consolement and hugs right now, and you just laughed at everything. You laughed at the dog, like I said you laughed at my grandmother. You laughed about, I just started thinking about my childhood, and I just thought about, you're not really my wife. I don't even know who you are. Like, who is the person I married? Like, who has taken over this person? So, big shout out to my emotions, and I'm sorry I'm bringing out my radio show. I'm sorry. But that was an example of how it was a 50-50 in my relationship at that time. I really feel there's a lot of sharing going on, and it's not 50-50. So I need somebody right now to be 50-50 with me. Rachel, Tim, Mike, can you please be 50-50 with me? Can you tell me you cried?
I don't know about that, homeboy. What do you mean 50-50?
Mike said, I'm out. Mike said, good boy, call the man.
Hold on, homeboy. What do you mean 50-50 with y'all? I don't rock like that, homie. Hold up, man.
No, what I meant by this is, has there ever been a time that you got emotional?
Yo, listen, man. I'm from Long Island. Big Mike, don't get emotional. Big Mike makes people emotional, dog.
Hey, Mike. You know what, Mike? I respect that, Mike. But you know what? If I said on my radio show, which is Fallout Comedy Wednesdays, 9 to 10, call in at 646-238-38. No, if I was that type of person who would love you, I wouldn't be no good to you. So what I do is I make myself an experience. I make myself the butt of no joke. You ain't got to be real with me on the radio, because if you ain't real right now, you don't get emotional. That's what I really respect that. I don't want somebody to tag team and say, yeah, but I'm going to be your radio partner. I cried up to 5 heartbeats. And I ain't even going to tell you right now, Mike, that I feel as though that you got emotional off the 5 heartbeats.
He did. He just not going to admit it.
I'm gonna name the part of the 5 heartbeats right now. Check it out. If you watch the 5 heartbeats, y'all might remember Eddie Kane. Remember Eddie Kane got kicked out the group. He was all off, and he was on the radio. It was like this: we have report. Eddie Kane has been shot, right? And y'all were like, "Damn, Eddie Kane hit the gutter. He doing drugs." He's talking about chain, nights like this, you know. You thought his life was over. So night now, you see Duck. Duck is in the church. Duck in the church. He got his head down. They're making him feel bad. The next thing you know, you hear this. Going on. For the tide is weary in the field of life, I feel my
I think a little bit on that part. I did.
Yeah, Mike! Give it up for Mike! Yeah! I'm glad that's it for myself. That's 50-50, baby. That's what 50-50 is. That's what it is. Hey, yo, Mike. Hey, yo, man, I very much appreciate you calling in. I'm not kicking you offline. You stay in. You can always come in. But, yo, I really, really appreciate that right there. What that was real talk right there from person from Strong Island, man. I really want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's on the line right now, because you know what? They make my show what it is. It's not just me. A comedian is only as funny as the people who make the laughter come. So as you hear all the laughter coming in right now, you realize I'm a funny dude. And, yo, I really got a movement going on right now. I tell jokes for a living. The hashtag, look for it on Twitter. Look for it on Instagram. This is GQ Pals Radio. So my man Richie is about to play a song so we can come back strong. And Richie, we just want you to play a real quick minute and a half, because what we're going to do is we're going to come back with straight 10 minutes of comedy. We got Kim on line, we got Rachel on line, we got Mike on line. Make sure y'all stay on. Make sure y'all call in 646-200-3838. Your boy Chick the Comedian is doing it big live every Wednesday 9 to 10. Richie, play something for us, baby. This is what we do. To my engineer, Richie! Richie had a stop clock right then. I was still trying to look, go through that. He said 90 seconds. He said buck 30. So give it up for Richie, man. That's the stuff, man. We got a good engineer like that. Hey, yo, I know we took a quick break. I know it wasn't really a commercial, but sometimes you got to do this thing like that, like a commercial. Sometimes you need refreshment. Sometimes I need water. You know, my throat was getting a little parched. If you don't know what parched is, you didn't graduate from high school, that means your throat was getting dry. So give it up for everybody who knew what parched was, and give it up for everybody who didn't know what parched was, because I think fair education for everybody. It ain't, you know, if you grow up in a school system where they don't teach you, my fault. I should have just mentioned that. I just thought I'd say that. But yo, if you wasn't listening before we went to the little break real quick, man, yo, we just got real funny about this 50-50 relationship thing. Hey, yo, let me update you. My man Mike came on the line, yo. Mike was a representation of what a man is. He called in because he said, yo, chick, represent yourself as a man. Then what happened was I told the story, I got emotional. He said, yo, I'm not with that shit. Yo, word is born. Yo, word is born, son. I just came home for 15 years. Like, that shit ain't even funny. But we know what it is. He kept it real on the 50-50. He said, yo, he got hit up with son. I reminded him of a movie when you sitting up there. Because, yo, what happens is this. Being 50-50 with your emotions and 50-50 with being real, sometimes you catch yourself in precarious situations. Yo, we all been up that one night, right? And things just get emotional with you. Yo, I can name another time. It's just being real. The other day, I was watching the hurricane. And, right, I seen the hurricane a whole bunch of times. But anytime me by being an ex-felon and person who just did 7.5 years in prison, when he had got his freedom, now, I know this is Denzel Washington. I know his ass ain't locked up for this nothing. I know all these people are actors. But when the judge said, I said the man could get free right now, you know, Denzel, he's a good actor. He's one of the few actors that you can know that he's been in over 1,000 movies or whatever. But every time you ask somebody, name a Denzel Washington movie, most people are going to name a different movie. That's when you're a good actor. When you got about 100, 200 movies, every time somebody names something, name a different movie. Get out of here, baby. So with that, yo, my threw me off right now. My son, he just ran past me ass naked and just said, no pamper. And right now, that's not even good parenting. We talked about good parenting last week. That's bad parenting by my wife. My son was kind of ass naked, just ran past me. That fucked me up. That messed me up right now. I'm just totally off right now. So what I meant was, like, you know, I seen Denzel, man, he was getting emotional. And I free from prison. So, do we still got Rachel, Kim, and Mike on the line? They hung up, mommy? Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yes, yes. We heard the baby. This Rachel.
That's
I heard the baby.
This Rachel.
Hey,
Kim
is here.
Listen. Hey,
just tell the little rabbit for a minute.
You said what?
You sound a little nervous for a minute.
Yeah, I was like, no, because, you know, you be, like, we talking into space. I'm sorry, you know, that is like, damn, like, you know, during the commercial break, they hung up, like, you know, Rachel could have put it on the feed, like, yo, I came, I got to go, I got to make some hot dogs for my boo, he loves hot dogs, at 10 o'clock, I make these hot dogs, because I don't want to, this is 50-50, so he made me fish last night, so he wanted hot dogs, I told him I got them, I don't know. Hey, yo, that's one thing. Look, I always come up with something new, right? What happened to black people and hot dogs, man? Why do we act like we can't eat hot dogs no more? My brother and my wife, I call it, like, on Wednesdays, now with the radio show, what I try to do now, I'm coaching, so my Wednesdays got lost a little bit. What happened was Wednesdays used to be like family night. So one day I said, yo, I'm going to throw it back, family night. I remember how we was. I grew up in the project. We was on welfare. Big shout out to to the North welfare system. When you had two kids, you got 424 a month and 881 in food stamps. Big shout out to them. I'll never forget. $441. $441. That's what we got. And so I said, tonight, we're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it simple. And I went old school. I didn't even go to ShopRite, Costco. I walked my ass to the corner store. You know what I'm saying? I bought some of them hot dogs. You know, I bought some of the $2 hot dogs. Because, you know, it's 99 cent hot dogs. That's mixed with everything, beef tongue, pork stomach, nine of them. I got the good $2 peep hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? I got a bag of the French fries, the Clydesdale French fries. I bought me a bottle of Clydesdale ketchup. I didn't buy the good stuff because I want to make it reminiscent of my welfare days being poor days. So I came in here, you know, I bought some little grease or whatever, some lard. You know, I used to cook in lard. So I made some hot dogs, French fries, and got me a little bread. I didn't get rolls because, you know, you ain't really have no rolls. You said you got you some wonder bread, you know what I'm saying? You got you some wonder bread. So, you know, I got the ketchup. I put the ketchup on the side. Got me everybody a plate. And I bought the little 50 cent juices. You know what I mean? Because that was like a come up. Big shout out to my grandmother. You know, sometimes she'll buy Kool-Aid. And sometimes she lets you get your individual 50 cent juice. So I give them a 50 cent juice, hot dogs, and fries. They look at me. Are they too good? Like, yo, what the hell is this? I said, it's hot dogs and french fries, babe. This is like Throwback Wednesday to back when I was poor. She's like, well, I grew up in Jersey City. My grandfather and my grandmother, they were preachers, and they used to tour all over the country giving the word of God, and this is stuff that we ain't eat. We got things that the Lord blessed us with. So I said right now, the Lord put it on my heart to take it back to my roots. I don't know what the Lord said to you, but the Lord said, you're going to eat this damn hot dogs and french fries. This is what you're going to do tonight. Because if anybody tries to cook anything else, Lord forbid, that's what whooping everybody ass with this joint. There's going to be some difference. Like, they're too good for hot dogs and french fries from the corner store. Sometimes we got to take it back, baby. We got to take it back to when it was really 50-50. You remember when it was 50-50? I mean, I used to be able to go to the store for my grandmother, and I used to buy my grandmother a pack of cigarettes. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes no more. They think it's all for the kids. I still remember. I used to go to the store like this. Can I get a pack of Secretary Menthol? Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all need to be selling no more Secretary Menthol. Yeah, the law, Secretary Menthol 100. You better not come in there with the regulars. You better whoop your ass. I told you 100. I told you 100. Hey, yo, I'm online right now, right? I'm about to Google Secretary Menthol. That's what I'm about to do right now. I wish I could show you all this. Sega, how you spell it? Sega Toga? Oh, okay. Sega Toga Menthol.
Google Cowboy?
Oh, the picture came up, y'all. Look, the second Toga Menthol came up. Big shout out to second Toga Menthol. Oh my God, yo. They came up, they still sell them. You can buy a carton of them for $23. Oh my God, I'm about to buy them right now. Oh my God, y'all don't even know, yo. I just got real emotional. That's like 1983 right there. My God. I was 6 years old going to the store to get the second toe menthol. Yo. Yo, I love, hey, word of one, like, I don't know what it is. And you know what it is? It's proof and evidence that what y'all doing on the show right now is the same thing my listeners doing. Y'all just ain't pressing one. You know why? Because y'all just like, I can't interrupt this man. This man is on fire. I can't believe he's been telling jokes. Look, did you fucking do that? He does that. He does that. Yo, I love, this big shout out to Ghetto Chicks. You know, that was my first show. We talked about hood rats. But this shot, there's a difference between a hood rat and a ghetto chick. Ghetto chick, she can work for, she can work in a hospital, the VA hospital, got a good job. She just ghetto. She come home from work talking about everybody. Yo, you see, I walk down the street. She put that purple hair in her hair. Remember last week, she had that red hair. She got all confused. Is she blood or crip? What is she? Who does that? Who does that? I'm like, mom, like, you work at the VA hospital. Like, they will fire you if they knew how you really acted. Yo, oh my God, yo. Set the children mint off. I'm about to put it on my site. Oh my God. So how everybody, I mean, I hope everybody enjoying the show right now.
Definitely.
Hey Rachel, we gotta have like a list, man. We gotta have like a list. Like, you know what somebody told me? Yeah, this is real, right? I want everybody right now, we're gonna have a list, and I'm gonna put it up on the site, I'm gonna put it up on GQ Power site. And somebody told me, like, they were like, yo, I was researching internet radio and things to make you get more callers and stuff. And you know what the guy told me? He said, yo, you know how you get more callers? You create a list, a controversial list. You create a list like the top five in this, the top five in that, or the top 10 in this. And what happened is that people would like to voice their opinion. Somebody might want to press one to get on the comedy show and worry about somebody saying something about them, but they sure enough are getting in. So what I'm going to do right now, I want to do it with my audience. Right now on GQ Palace Radio, even if it were any of the hosts, like we're saying, we got 9 different shows, 11 different hosts, right? Did I do that right?
Yes.
9 different shows, 11 different hosts. So and you can hit up with anybody's show because we all share. This is a competition. We right now, this is all love. This is for the love of GQ Palace. We're trying to grow the brand. And that's what happens. You can't get outside of yourself and then grow on the brand. So what we're going to do right now, next week we're going to have a top 5 list. Everybody go to the website, vote for your top 5 list, and I'm going to bring it on my comedy show. We're going to make it real sick and real funny. I don't know if we're going to get cut off right now, and I don't know if the show is going to continue. So what we're going to do right now, Big Sean, hey, baby, bring my phone. Send a call on the radio station. Hey, yeah, if I get cut off. Hey, yeah, bring my phone. Bring my phone. I don't want to be cut off because you might have to continue this. No, because I'm feeling so good right now. So right now, man, what we're going to do is, like, we're going to come up with a top five list, man, for next week. And we're going to see what everybody can come up with, man. Yo, big shout out to everybody. Just in case we do get cut off, man, I want everybody to know Mike, Rachel, Kim, Ricky, everybody that's out there listening, man. I appreciate y'all, man, the love, man. Yo, y'all really made my show what it is, because, man, without the feedback, without the laughter, man, I wouldn't know how to do it, man. Yeah, I think it's over, man.
Oh,
hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm right here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm still on the air.
I'm still on the air?
I guess so. I'm still here.
Big Sean, the Jesus Bell Radio, we're still in here at the hour. Woo! Oh, I got feedback, baby. Yo, right now, I start cursing. It's just drowning, and I got CPR done in my chest to the most beautiful lady in the world. So not only am I alive, I am staring at somebody that's so beautiful. I am so happy that we're still in here. Yay! Because we was having fun, people. It really worked. My producer said, yo, if you about to get cut off, chick, you know what you do? You need to just stay on and call on another line, because what happened is now you can keep the show going and you can go back into the archives. I don't even know if we have any listeners, but right now we still on the air. Who's still on the air with me?
I guess it's just me.
It's just you, Mike?
That's right. It's just Big Mike, buddy.
Hey, yo, but we still got the engineers in here, man. Hey, Mike, like what I was saying before I got cut off, man. Hey, yo, I appreciate all the love that everybody called in, man. Because, yo, we really trying to grow something right now. This only helps me out and everybody else out, man. And, like, yo, this joint is real crazy, man. This show, man, really gave me out. Say what's on my mind, man. And you did a lot for that, man. That's been real, man. Give it up for Mike, because I know we still on cue. Give it up, Mike. Yeah, that means that we're still working, Mike. Hey, yo, so if anybody else listening on the archives, y'all still on the line, what we're going to do is this. Next week, we'll have a top five list. Hey, Mike, if you hit up the website, man, if you want to leave something up there, start a blog, then your top five list of things that can be talked about, it can be anything, man. We could talk about, yo, the top five Long Island shorties, or we could do the top five places who have the best Long Island tea. It could be anything that's fun. I'll talk about that next week. But yo, since we ain't really got nobody
out,
so what we gonna do right now, yo? I just had somebody say I called in, but they said no more long callers. Cause the show is from 9 to 10, people. You didn't call in on time. Don't call that to me after and tell me that. But yo, like I said, man, big shout out to everybody, man. Mike, yo, call in next week, Mike. We got a top five list, man. What we gonna do, I think.
Yeah,
yo, I love y'all out there. We be in the building, baby. Like I said, this is GQ Palace Radio. You've been listening to Fall Out Comedy, 9 to 10, and sometimes we do overtime. We don't get paid for it, but like they say, just in our salary, it's in our contract. So big shout out to my man, Richard, Rachel, Kay, Lavina, everybody else at GQ Palace Radio. 9 different shows, 11 different hosts, but you can catch Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays, 9 to 10, with your boy, Chick the Comedian. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Chick the Comedian. Also, you can follow me with the hashtag, I Tell Jokes for a Living. That's only my thing. World is born. Big shout out to everybody. Mike, you already said it, man. We're going to close the show off like this. Yo, if you ain't think I was funny, Hey, maybe you was waiting for Richard Pryor to get on the air. But, yo, Richard Pryor ain't here. But your boy Chicken Comedian is, man. Word up. One, man. We out of here. 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 Yeah.
Come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. Garden impetus, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now pure glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes, I'm spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the duck on that, turn us out, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, virtue approved. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Stop to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rise, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the